much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
When a team has 11 block shots like the Lakers do right now, that means they're coming on every penetration.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
We do it all as God coming through us.
That's a lot of mind smoking weed.
You know, God obviously put it here for it to grow on the earth for us. Weed is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. You happy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm happy. Are you happy? I'm happy.
I was in the Mekong Delta, calling in airstrikes and breathing napalm while you were swimming around in your daddy's ball sack.
I don't even know what that means.
The reason why I like that hotel is because it's a 5-star or 4-star hotel and it's very clean. And then the girls are just so beautiful. 5'8", 5'9".
And now,
when your life looks at you funny, take the fast lane.
Our feature presentation.
Hey, where's my monkey?
Where's
the monkey? I thought we had the monkey on the phone.
No, he hung up.
Oh,
but.
Hey, party people, welcome into an all-new Kevin and Bean show. It is Wednesday. Apparently, Kevin is in traffic. Is that what I'm being told?
So, there was an accident on the 405 mm-hmm. freeway southbound in the Sepulveda Pass around Valley Vista.
Right.
Because I have another one that says Bel Air Crest Road, but that's not really an off-ramp. And so, they had the carpool and the fast lane blocked, but then it said, at times, all lanes blocked. And mm-hmm. the last update I have is that CHP were on scene about 5-10 minutes ago, one at 5:14 and one at 5:26. So, it's still there, but I don't have any update about what lanes are blocked.
I actually passed it at about 4:45.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
What did you see, Muggs? Not that it matters now, but
it was a smash car in the carpool lane. It was facing the opposite way, and there was two LAPD bike cops directing traffic.
You know what? That was only 5 minutes after it happened. It looks like 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah, you got lucky.
Now this is a shocker to me because Kevin generally leaves in plenty of time in case there's any unforeseen obstacles on the road. He can wait that out and still make it here in lots of time. So I'm very surprised to hear this is unusual for him. So.
Yeah, and nothing ever happens in the Sepulveda Pass, so that's pretty crazy, too.
Right, yeah. this whole thing is just a mystery.
I don't know.
It's just a giant question mark. That's all this is. Well, I got some great stories. It's too bad Kevin's not here, and no doubt he's listening to Seacrest, so he'll never hear this. But who just walked in the door? What's going on? If he could get his headphones going, we'd have him on the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, Kevin.
What up?
I've been thinking about this. We should start 5 minutes later.
Oh, that would help.
We should start.
Then I'd be on time.
Everybody here.
Oh. Why don't you just set all of your clocks 5 minutes behind? Or fast, or whatever you have to do. I believe it's fast. Okay. Why don't you do that?
I've tried that, but then I thought, that's really stupid because I know they're 5 minutes ahead.
I did the same thing.
You know what I mean? Like...
You need to go to your wife and you need to say, sometime in the next 2 weeks, I want you to adjust every clock in my life without me knowing.
Ooh.
That's what you need to do. And that way you'll never know it happened. Or if it did.
But this has nothing to do with me. This was the freeway closed.
Well, I'm just saying, but had you left a couple minutes earlier, you probably could have gotten around it in time. That's the point.
Maybe, but maybe not. I mean, it depends on how bad the closure is.
99% of the time, there's not a closure.
Right.
I don't feel bad about today.
Okay.
I know.
But what some people do is leave a few minutes early in case there is. That's the only thing I'm saying. If you had the magic wife clock thing, you'd be in business. That's my only point. Right. I know. You're not about solutions.
Hold on a second. Let me write this down. No. Bean tells me how to get up. All right. Let's do this each hour because this is so much fun.
Palmdale, California, teacher's aide has been arrested for allegedly having sex with a 13-year-old boy in an empty classroom at a Palmdale middle school.
13.
She's 35, kids. 35 years old. Arrested after she and the boy were reported having intercourse at the Shadow Hills Middle School where she was tutoring him after school. So she's in jail. That's thing one. Okay, now,
she
I know what you're thinking. She's, for thir- if he's 13, yes, she's hot.
If he's 13, everyone is.
Right. Here's another one. This one from Upper Darby, Pennsylvania from this week. Pennsylvania high school teacher arrested Friday after allegedly giving a student a sex toy on school property and having inappropriate conversations with her, by the way. Teacher Cheryl Bremble is facing charges of endangering the welfare of a child, corruption of minors, unlawful contact with a minor, and related offenses. Apparently, the teacher and the student had a special bond, according to the police, and they began spending time together out of school. The teacher took the student, again, a girl, on shopping trips where she purchased expensive items of clothing for her. The 40-year-old divorcee is also accused of giving the girl a sex device on school property during school hours and then proceeding to send her encouraging text messages to use it. One of the messages said, "Don't ever say I won't try it because you will experience something wonderful." So now they arrested her, too.
What?
What's up with that?
That's ridiculous. It's outrage, you guys.
Yes, it's outrage.
I'm sorry. I was confused.
4 years ago, these are teachers who are doing the Lord's work by having lesbian sex and sex with 13-year-old boys. Come on, Lisa. What's not to like about this?
13. My God.
You got to grow up sometime. And how much better is that than being 16, than being 17, than being 18, and all your friends are having sex and you haven't yet?
I don't know. I just remember 13. It's not very old.
You just get it out of the way. You're a girl.
You're a girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, and boys mature faster.
No. But they're not traumatized like girls are.
Yeah.
Right.
That guy, when he's 50, will be going, "I was 13 years old. I had sex with a teacher." Woo!
Yep. He'll still be high-fiving his friends. Unfortunately, the downside for him is his life has peaked.
Right.
It will never get as good as having sex with that teacher when he was 13. All right. Speaking about being scarred for life, here's one more. 4 years ago, a guy was in prison. He was in jail for one count of custodial sexual misconduct. I don't know what he did. But his jailer, who was a much older woman, she was 39, he was 17, started having sex with him while he was in jail, okay? Plying the victim with candy and phone privileges in exchange for sex at the King County, Washington Juvenile Detention Center. Okay, this happened back in 2007. She was convicted of sexual misconduct and did 6 months in jail herself. The reason it's back in the news today, he is now suing her 4 years after she went to jail, saying that he has had emotional and mental distress, anguish, and pain. So he's filed a lawsuit.
Wow.
4 years ago.
He should have had to pay her.
He was getting phone privileges, candy, and sex, got out of jail 4 years later. Now he's suing this poor woman. What's up with the world today?
All right, that is BS.
She's doing She wasn't doing the right thing, but she certainly was for him.
Yeah.
She was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what better way to pass the time? You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, I don't know. I don't know what kind of anguish and emotional and mental distress he's had since then, but maybe it's just that he hasn't gotten laid since he got out 4 years ago. Maybe now he's looking back on, hey, those were the best times of my life.
Hey, that was as good as it's ever going to get. This sucks.
She was caught after officials intercepted two romantic cards she had sent to the teen while he was in jail, by the way. And she apparently loved him, and she had made plans to meet him after his release. But, of course, that didn't happen.
Here's what's frustrating. If I go to jail, I'm not getting that woman.
No, you're not.
And when I was in school, I didn't get that teacher.
You didn't get that teacher. That's
so
for sure.
I'm suing. Because I didn't get all those opportunities that apparently all these rich kids or whoever gets.
17 years old and his jailer is insisting on having sex with him. It's a crazy world. What's going on?
But not just insisting. She was basically paying for
it. Bribing him, yes.
She was saying, "I'll give you candy and sex." She wasn't asking him for anything.
All right. Does it matter to you at all what she looked like?
Not if you're 17 and you're in jail.
I know.
Your only other option is Bubba's butt.
What if she's really like,
Let me tell you this. If she's female and you're in jail and she's your only option, it doesn't matter one bit what she looks like.
Okay.
And remember, he didn't have to do it. There wasn't a gun to his head. He wasn't tied up.
There may have been in jail.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We don't know.
I'm just saying he was 17, Lisa. She was looking pretty good. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And don't come 4 years later and tell me how awful it was.
Yeah. Oh, I was so traumatized. He probably got back in touch, tried to get back in touch with her, and she's like, "I don't want to have sex with you anymore."
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So I'm suing.
He was bribing her with, "I'll sue you if you don't start having sex with me again."
Some people get all the luck, you know?
Yep.
Is that the point?
Yes.
That's the point.
Okay, good. Some people get all the luck. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
I've had a bad day today. The only thing I know how to do to make it better, thank you, Kevin.
Oh, man, that's how it's going to be. We're going to talk about people who have unusual super fans, unusual crushes on celebrities. And maybe just you're the only one, and none of your friends get it, but you're such a fan that everything that comes out you pay attention to, and you can't really understand why everyone else isn't into it.
Yeah.
We started talking about this when Bede was talking about Weird Al. Now,
Weird Al?
Now, oh boy, I can see we're going to have a problem with that right there. Now, I like Weird Al, so it's not like he likes somebody that I hate.
Right.
But Weird Al to Bean is the pinnacle. I mean,
he's the best celebrity in the world.
If you take all celebrities or people to look up to, he is number one. Now, I love Weird Al, but you can't put him number one.
He's number one.
Okay. Right. Well, that's the voting topic.
Right. He's the best celebrity in the world. That's right. What I'm saying. Like Ralph feels about Adam West, TV's Batman, I feel about Al Yankovic.
All right.
Okay. You're both screwed up.
Yeah. So we got that going on. We have Adam Carolla talking about this week in Rage. We have anti-obese housing. Have you heard this?
No.
You have to, you can't be too fat.
Can't live there.
You can't live there.
They have little
doors. I don't know if they make tiny doors or scales on the way in.
Oh, my God.
I think it's a great idea.
If you come home after a big meal and you can't pass whatever test they have, they pinch your belly or something like that, do they just send you out? They go, can't stay here tonight. Lose some weight and come back.
Gone. Go lose some weight. Come back in the morning.
Oh, my God.
We have a new TV show to tell you about, which is very funny, and it's called H.J. Benjamin. Is that right?
John Benjamin has a van.
And I watched parts of this last night, and it's just basically him just effing with people.
Oh, really?
He's got a thing called You're Not Supposed to Film Here. And he walks into places that he's not supposed to film, and he says, we're doing a show called You're Not Supposed to Film Here. And then they say, you're not supposed to film. Anyway, we have highlights of it coming up. It's really funny. And I can't wait to tell you about it. We got a brand new internet roundup. And my sheet says Larry King. I'm looking at a thing that says Larry King.
Yeah, mine does too.
But Larry King...
Why not? He's got a book out. He's got a comedy tour. He's got stuff to promote. Why not?
He's got a comedy tour.
He does.
Come on, people.
I saw him on one of the... I can't even remember what talk show it was yesterday, but he's serious about it too. I mean, it's not like it's just a lark or he's just going, I'm doing he's got dates. And an act.
He does. But I think, here's what I think, and we can ask Mr. King about this. I think that it's a misnomer to say it's a comedy tour as if he gets out there and tells one-liners. It's not a Seinfeld thing. I think he's out there telling stories, humorous stories from his long, illustrious life and career. I think that's what's happening.
That could be.
If this were billed as a Larry King one-man show, nobody would raise an eyebrow. But because it's called a comedy show, I think that's what throws people off.
I think I'd raise an eyebrow as well. I think he's old and decrepit. Oh, however, having said that, I would go in a second.
Yeah.
You hear that old dude talking? That'd be great. So we're going to talk to Larry King today.
All right.
Weird words. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. Hey. K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:52.
I don't know that we need thanks for that info bean coming up after the top. Yeah. I don't know that that's the way anybody wants to start.
We need it
day.
More than ever.
We really
come
do.
Come on.
If not now, when? If not us, who?
That's a good point.
I'm Ralph.
Time for Ralph Garman now, and let's first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. What you talking about?
Before I get to Showbiz news, I have some tickets to give away to Tim Burton fans. If you're a fan of Tim Burton, his film, and his art, then you will enjoy a major retrospective about his career at the LACMA, Los Angeles County Museum of Art. It's on now through October the 31st. This is Tim Burton's paintings, his drawings, some of his costumes that he designed for his films, like Edward Scissorhands, some Batman cowls from his Batman movies, capes, set pieces, you name it. Just to look back on his career and his art. It happens, as I mentioned, at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. You may want to check it out. But if you'd like to go, I've got five pairs of tickets to give away right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. And if you want to go, if your first five callers in, you'll get a chance to check out the exhibit. I think he is visually and artistically one of the most creative directors working today.
I do too.
So I think that's that'd be a cool thing to check out.
He's got kind of a style all his own.
Very much so. Congratulations to Natalie Portman.
Yes.
She is...
More bells, please.
She is the mother of a bouncing baby boy.
Yay!
First child for her and her fiancé, choreographer Benjamin Millepierre.
Uh-huh.
Natalie kept the sex of the baby and the possible name under wraps before his birth because it's a Jewish superstition, apparently, not to do any of the baby stuff before the baby arrives, she says.
I didn't know that.
So we don't know the name of the baby yet, but I'm sure we'll be finding out soon. Her name's Natalie, his name's Benjamin. Hope it's something normal like that. Not Formica.
They're celebrities. They have to name it.
Shay's Lounge or something.
Something screwed up.
They don't have
Anakin.
She seems pretty,
down to earth.
Down to earth.
Yeah.
But they have a duty.
I'm sorry, Anakin just, hit my pause button. I was okay. A little hung up there, but I'm able to move forward. Crystal Harris has called off her wedding to Hugh Hefner at the very last minute. They were supposed to get married this Saturday up at the mansion.
That is pretty late.
TMZ.com says Crystal now is very much focused on her music career. And feels, she told sources close to her, she couldn't be married to Hef and have a successful music career at the same time. So the first day her single was released, she moved out of the mansion. That was yesterday. So,
oh my God, that's the worst excuse I've ever heard.
You
for
don't
not
know,
getting
man. You know, it's like to be an artist and have to deliver your art to the world and be focused and dedicated to your art form, and you can't sometimes let personal relationships get in the way of that.
So the kind of music she's doing requires 24/7.
I don't know your album, right? Man. You don't know how Crystal pours her heart and soul into her work.
I do know that if she wanted to be a musical artist and she just canceled her wedding, I'm guessing she never was going to marry him, that it was all about getting some PR.
She just was engaged to him, hoping he would die before the wedding.
Getting some PR.
Who are you people?
No, what do you think?
Who are you people who don't understand
she was really
the way
in love?
Art works? Yes, she was really in love, and she's an artist.
And I bet she puts as much time into her music as Kim Kardashian puts into hers.
Oh,
I'm a bean on
this.
Which
is to say, I'm going to go in and lay down 5 minutes worth of vocals, and then you do whatever you have to do to make it sound good.
When Crystal Harris is being talked about as one of the great artists of our generation,
yes,
I'm going to look back and say, yes, you're right. I was defending her when everyone else was scoffing.
And we'll call you and say, we were wrong.
See.
You were right.
They didn't see the importance of her music.
Right.
And why she had to forego her own personal happiness in order to give us the magic that is Dance Fever Blister, or whatever the name of her first single is. We're all enjoying very
Dance
much.
Dance Fever Blister is exciting until that last word.
Yeah. When she's on stage accepting her Album of the Year Grammy next year, I hope she remembers you in her acceptance.
I hope
speech.
She does, too, as the lone voice of reason that was supporting her in the wild wilderness of the lamestream media.
King of Mexico, if you're listening to the show, please immediately try to find us the Crystal Harris song so we can play it next hour.
Awesome.
I'm sure it is. I mean, it's great. Playmates always make the best music.
They do. Now you're finally starting to talk some reason. The mother of Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child is speaking out.
Oh.
Mildred Baena is talking to a British tabloid, Hello Magazine. I knew Arnold was the father, she said, but he never said anything to me, Arnold, regarding the relationship. When her son, now 13, found out that Schwarzenegger was his dad, Mildred says he said cool when he found out. I guess it would be cool if you're like...
I would guess.
10, whatever.
Especially if you have no relationship with your own father.
If your own father was an a-hole and left early or whatever, then it'd be easy to...
She also talked about the moment that she and Maria Shriver came together when the news finally came to light that she was actually the mother of Arnold's love child. She said Maria was amazing to her.
Really?
She was so strong, she said. She cried with me and told me to get off my knees. Apparently, she had fallen to her knees, crying, begging for forgiveness.
Sorry. I thought that sounded like making up
in
already.
Different direction.
We held each other, and I told her it wasn't all Arnie's fault that it takes two.
Right. And she pulled a gun and shot her in the head?
No, apparently Maria forgave her, and they were very close.
What?
Now, is
chicks,
the housekeeper...
Man.
Chicks. Yeah, right?
That's the way chicks work. It's always the guy's
the housekeeper-
fault.
Speaking out now because her album's getting ready to drop? Is that why she's now finally giving an interview?
That's it. I'm done. I'm not talking anymore because
I bet that's going to be good,
the
too.
The way you treat art, I can't abide it. I can no longer abide it. I can't be around it.
Art. You haven't even heard her song yet, have you?
I haven't. It's
the Playmate.
Awesome.
You've heard the Playmate
song. It's amazing.
And you've heard Dance Fever Blister.
It
you've heard that.
It moves me deeply every time I hear it.
Stop.
When you hear it, you will be moved to tears. You'll say, now I realize what Ralph was talking about.
Well, I dropped to my knees and cried.
She is a tender, gentle soul, and yet also the song has an undercurrent of strength and of power unlike anything we've heard since maybe a young Janis Ian.
Wow. good poll.
I don't know who that is, but B, you haven't heard it either.
Is she as good as Fergie?
Oh, it's a blast. Fergie and her lightweight pop music has nothing to do with Crystal Harris's depth and feeling. Ralph, no comparison.
Ralph has to get all these jokes in before we hear it.
She's like a young Phoebe Snow. That's what she reminds me of.
Another good reference. She's except
like,
alive.
She's like Janis Joplin meets Carole King meets Sheila E.
Well, I can't
that
wait
kind
to
of
hear
vibe
it.
Going
I can't
on.
Wait to hear it either.
I think you'll enjoy it. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Jim Belushi is 57 years old today. Some would say the wrong Belushi died many years ago.
All would say that.
I would say maybe you have a point. Helen Hunt is 48 years old today. Courtney Cox is 47.
Bell?
For the Coxer?
Yeah.
I think so.
She's been way hot for a long, long time.
She has.
And at 47 years old, she looks terrific.
I agree.
On that Cougar Town program.
Or watch it, but she's hot.
Ken Jeong.
Hey!
Dr. Ken celebrates his 42nd birthday. Actor and rapper Ice Cube is 42. Actress Leah Remini is 41 years old. Actor Jake Busey, son of the Buse. He is 40 years old.
He's in rehab right now, isn't he?
He currently is, yes.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris celebrates his 38th birthday. And one of my deepest crushes, young Miss Anna Torv, the lead actress from the TV program Fringe over there on Fox, is 33 years old.
But you like the bad one, don't you?
I like Bolivia. Yeah, I like Faux-Livia. She's naughty.
Well, but you know what, Fringe, there's a good one and there's a bad one. Different worlds.
Alternate universes. Yeah. But I'll tell you, the real Anna Torv, I had a chance to host an evening with Fringe at the Museum of Television and Radio, the Paley Center, recently. And the real Anna Torv is much more like Bolivia than she is Olivia Dunham. Yeah,
yeah.
She's a saucy little minx from Australia, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm down.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And it is 24 minutes after 6.
Got a brand new internet roundup on the program today, plus your chance to win tickets to go see Foo Fighters in concert. We got Adam Carolla on the way and the real Larry King, too, coming up. Who's been in better movies over the course of his career for a longer time than Al Pacino?
No one.
And when you think about it, when you think about The Godfather and Serpico and Scarface and Donnie Brasco and all the way up to, Ocean's 13 and movies like that. I mean, the guy's just an unbelievable actor in everything he does.
Yeah, and he's also, when he's in a bad movie, he's good.
Yes, he's even good in a bad movie, right. Yeah. He's back in the news again because he was nominated for Tony. He was seen in the audience this past Sunday night. And he raised some eyebrows a little bit because Al is, he's 71 years old.
Right.
He showed up with his new girlfriend, who he lives with, by the way,
mm-hmm.
who is 40 years younger than he is.
All right.
She's 31. He's 71, and I probably don't have to tell you, she's unbelievably hot.
Yeah. What a surprise.
Man.
So even some of Al's fans, and I can't believe this in 2011, say they've lost respect for him. But let's find out what Mr. Pacino himself has to say about his new girlfriend. Hi, Al. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Oh. Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're good. Thank you.
Well, we're good.
I'm glad. I'm glad you're doing well.
All right.
Oh.
Thank you.
Ooh,
okay.
Come on now. Good morning.
Tell me about the beautiful Lucia Sola.
Oh, Lucia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is your name Lucia or Lucilla?
It is. We thought you would know.
I really haven't talked to her that much.
Okay, all right.
Okay. That's understandable. I've seen
a lot of sex.
Right.
Come on now. We're the 31-year-old. Ooh,
And you're 71.
Yeah.
You're not having sex now, are you, Al?
No, I wish I was.
Yeah.
Okay. Rather than talking to you two fools.
How did you guys meet?
Well, I was doing a movie mm-hmm. called The Jack Kevorkian Story.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And
don't ask him to tell a story.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about him.
I remember.
Right.
I was on the set, and my hair guy, and I got to give a lot of props to the hair and makeup people.
You always do.
Yes. That movie.
Right, but
because they made me look like Jack.
Maybe you could skip past the hair part and just talk about how you met Lucia or
a friend of mine, mm-hmm. paying a visit on the set.
Okay.
Oh.
And he said, I've got this hot young girl that wants to meet you.
And he said,
uh-huh.
I've got this
hot young girl that wants to meet you, right.
Wants to meet you.
Right. Okay. All right.
Oh.
And
so I said,
"Oh, there's more."
Okay.
Right. Do you find that you two have anything in common? What do you guys talk about when you're together?
Well, we do talk about some of the things we have in common.
Okay.
Right.
One is...
You don't remember it? Just one thing that you have in common?
We both love me.
Okay.
All right.
Which is good.
Okay. Which is good. Yeah. You right. live in the same house. You got that going for you.
Both use the same hair dye.
Okay.
So we can do that together.
Uh-huh.
Activity-wise.
Okay. Sounds like something to base a relationship on.
Dye our hair.
But I mean, like, does she like to go out to clubs or concerts? Do you go with her? Do you, what do you like to go to do?
I like to go to do.
Who's the crazy one now?
Lots of things.
Uh-huh.
I like to eat.
Right.
Right.
All right. So and restaurants, food. Do you... Okay. You go out to
at
dinner?
At a nice...
Restaurant.
Restaurant.
Right. All right. All right. She likes
Listen,
that.
Listen, we're
I
out of time.
She likes that.
Right.
She likes that, too.
And
of course she
do
does.
It together.
Uh-huh. Do it together. There you got nothing but things in common.
Right.
All right.
What do you
waiter, doing? How about some soup? I say.
Uh-huh.
Right. We don't need often. The details.
What
the
kind
order.
Of soup?
Well, don't ask any more questions. Come
I
on.
I like... Tomato.
Okay, listen, Al, we gotta go.
Nice. Gazpacho! Come All on right. now, That's with good. The cold soup.
That's good to know. Well,
we wish you both now, the very best and much happiness.
When it's the salad course.
Right. Okay, but we really do have to hang up now. So we gotta move on.
Iceberg wedge man, myself.
All right, that's right. not really important.
Does she
but we
share
come
your
on
excitement?
With the blue cheese?
Does she share right. your excitement over that? Or?
Oh, she loves a good wedge.
She does.
Okay.
Who doesn't? Come yeah. on now. Ice
Thanks,
cold
Al.
Iceberg lettuce.
Okay. All right, Al.
Then it's time for the entree.
Okay, right. good luck to you both.
Ooh,
we got to go.
Will it be pasta?
Hang it up now.
I don't know.
Hang it up.
We might have to tackle
Can
the
entree. Take a look at that menu again?
We might have to tackle the entree tomorrow.
Maybe a nice cut of meat.
Okay. Thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. By the way, did we mention that Mother Effin' Weird Al Yankovic is going to be in our studio on Friday? Did we mention that he's coming in?
I think we mentioned
talking
that,
about his Alpocalypse album that's coming out Tuesday.
I think we mentioned that Weird Al was going to be here. I don't yes. know that we mentioned that Mother Effin' Weird Al was going to be here.
I'm flying so. Down.
Well, don't feel like you have to.
Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up and a brand new internet roundup too. First though, a new show debut. You know, a lot of people are like, hey, my shows are all off, everything ended after sweeps in May, what do I watch now? Well, there are some shows that come on in the summer just for that reason, and one that I think you're going to like a lot is called John Benjamin Has a Van. Now, Ralph's not in here with us, but he gave us the entire resume of this guy, and apparently this guy has a huge career in voiceovers, stand-up, and everything else. Apparently a very funny guy who's just been operating just under the radar, and now he's got a breakthrough with this new Comedy Central show, right?
Yeah, it's on Tuesday night.
It was on last night.
Last night and tonight.
Oh,
well.
Okay. We can see it tonight.
Well,
awesome.
Yeah, if you're not watching, you know, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Come on now. Who's not going to watch that? But yes, it's called John Benjamin Has a Van, and it's basically me with a camera annoying people.
Oh,
that's
excellent.
the whole idea of it is he annoys people on purpose.
That's your favorite thing in the world.
What's more fun than that, just to get their reaction? So he has a bit called You Can't Shoot Here. Now, this is something right. that we've run into many, many times when you take even a tape recorder just for audio, when you take it into a museum or right. a bank, any number of places, they have rules against this.
Right.
And I love it when you ask why, by the way, there's never an answer.
No.
It's always just because. That's our policy.
So what he did was he started a bit called You Can't Shoot Here. So he brings a camera into buildings where he's not allowed to shoot. And then he's approached by the security guard and they say, hey, what are you doing? And he said, we're filming You Can't Shoot Here. And then they say, what do you think? You can't shoot here. And then every time you hear a music sting in this next piece, which is, you know, periodically throughout the thing, their big logo comes on, You Can't Shoot Here. And then he moves on to the next place where he's not allowed to shoot.
This is the show You Can't Shoot Here. We're here to shoot video. So, we just, I mean,
no,
I'll just walk around.
Let me get my, because you're not allowed to shoot.
And right, I know. Hi, go with You Can't Shoot Here?
Who?
You can't shoot here?
No, unfortunately you can't.
You can't what?
You can shoot here.
Can you,
sir, excuse me.
All right, sir.
Oh, sorry?
We were explaining that we're on the show. You can't shoot here. That's
no, you can't shoot here.
All you have to do is sign the form and we shoot here, and then you're on the show. You can't shoot here.
You cannot shoot here.
His goal for every single one is, as soon as they say the words, you can't shoot here, he's done.
He's out, right? That's all he wants.
That's funny for him. Now
I didn't see the show last night. I did DVR, but why does John Benjamin have a van?
I don't know.
To deal with it? Okay.
I have no idea.
That doesn't have anything to do with really the premise of the show?
No, not that I saw. Okay. I will admit, I have not seen. There's only been one episode on, and this particular
maybe
one
he drives around in the van to place to do his stuff, maybe.
Yeah, but I think it's probably as nonsensical as every one of his bits, which is just ridiculous.
Right.
Now, do you remember when I used to do the bathroom interviews?
Love the bathroom interviews.
And the bathroom is the worst place in the world for a guy to get talked to. It's
absolutely
so uncomfortable. Nobody wants to say, and not even hi. Guys, when they walk into a bathroom,
you don't even look at the guy's eyes. You just pretend they're not there.
Cone of silence. I don't know why, but it's just super uncomfortable. So I used to do things called bathroom interviews where I would sit in a stall and I would knock on the wall next to me and try to do an interview. Well, he does cash stall, which is a game that he plays for $100 while they're in the next stall.
Oh, my God. So this is like cash cab except in a bathroom.
Yes. Now, it sounds like he's saying cash doll. That's why at the beginning. That's why I wanted you to understand that. But this is cash stall number one.
Would you like to play cash doll? The game cash doll?
You
can win $100 if you answer all the questions before you go to the bathroom.
Weirdo.
No, I'm not a weirdo. I'm the host of cat. Sir, you leaving? I'm sorry, you lost cash doll.
I like that he still has to tell him that he lost. I'm sorry, I have to inform you, you lost. The guy got up and ran out.
By the way, I don't know what kind of success rate he had trying to play this game, but as much as I never would want to talk to anybody, and as much as I would never poop in a public restroom either, by the way, I would play that game if somebody said you have a chance $100.
No, you would not.
I think I would.
I've sat in stalls for 3 hours and talk to people, and you get two people talk to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they don't. Most people just stay completely silent, and that's it. You can say anything.
Because they think it's a gay hookup. That's why, for the most part.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. But this next guy did not take as well to it as the last guy. And at one point, he does have a $100 bill, and at one point, he shows him the $100 bill under the stall. And then I'll tell you what happens afterwards.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like to play cash doll?
Excuse me?
I'm John Benjamin. I'm the host of cash doll. You can win $100 if you
cash
go.
What?
Cash stall, like the stalls that were in the bathroom?
No.
I'm serious. It's $100 if you win. I can show it to you. It's right there.
So he puts it underneath. He puts it underneath the stall so that his hand is now in the other guy's space.
Now it's really looking like a gay hookup.
Get out of here with this. Your goddamn mind.
All right, so then he waits for a while. There's a long pause. He doesn't say anything because he knows the guy's mad. But now is the gold, because once the guy's mad, the next thing you say is, that's the winner.
So you don't want to play cash doll?
Guy gets out of the stall and tries to break into his stall.
Oh my God.
And he crawls underneath the stall to another stall. And the little logo comes up.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Who's more childish than that?
This guy's got stones, dude. He really does.
This might be my new fave. I love the show. It's called John Benjamin Has a Van. Why? I don't know. It's on Comedy Central last night, Tuesday night, and tonight, Wednesday night, and you should check. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:53.
Ralph Garman joins us for the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph, who do you got tonight? Who do you like, Boston, Vancouver?
I have no dog in this fight.
I don't either.
I'm just watching to watch the final.
I've determined I don't want either of them to win.
Oh, I don't.
That might be
that
tough.
I'm no Bruins fan. I'd rather see Vancouver win, but I don't really have a rooting interest. It's been a great series so far.
Yes, it has.
Watching.
It's been a dirty series, too, though.
Well, it's been brutal, yeah.
No, not brutal.
Will there be more guys in the hospital or at the celebration?
There's
tonight,
a difference between brutal and dirty to me.
It's a dirty game. There's a lot of dirty plays and a lot of dirty games
in
hockey.
And this series has been worse than any other. Okay. In my opinion,
out of every series ever in the history of hockey,
there's never been more game misconduct in a final.
It's highly penalized. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're playing well, but it's highly penalized.
No, I'm saying, but there's been a lot of dirty series in the history of hockey. Yeah. In the 70s, there was some brutal stuff. They just weren't calling it the way they call it now. That's all. It's part of the
game.
It's
ugly. It's hard for me to watch either. Not having a dog in the fight like you, It's hard for me to pick one and go, well, I guess I like that team better, because then they're just horrible, and then the other team's horrible. Yeah. It's
well, I'm been a fan of the Sedin brothers. I like to see them. And when given a choice, I wouldn't mind like to see a Canadian team win the cup. That's always
has been a long
preference.
Time. Yeah, been 18 years or something. The Sedin since brothers Canada had the cup.
For those of you that don't care about hockey, are twins and haven't played on a different team since they were like teenagers.
Yeah,
they go everywhere they go. They go the same place. It's really bizarre, and they're great, both of them.
Are they married to the same woman?
Yes, they're married to the same woman.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat Now on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Congratulations to Adrian Young, No Doubt's drummer. He's a father again. His wife, Nina, gave birth to a baby girl on Friday. They have named her Magnolia. I do declare, sir, your daughter Magnolia certainly is lovely, sir. Magnolia Renee Young. Couple already have a 9-year-old son named Mason. And there's lots of babies in the No Doubt family. Just about every member of the family has welcomed a child into their lives over the past few years.
Hey, slow that down and family. Put out an album.
I think they're working as we speak.
I know.
Foo Fighters decided to have a little fun with all of us and the people over at the Smoking Gun website, who are famous for publishing the riders to contracts, especially for musicians. Most recently, they got a lot of attention when they published Katy Perry's 45-page concert rider with her nonsense. So they worked extra hard to make theirs as ridiculous as possible. Their rider for their tour 2011 document is 52 pages long. It is inspired, to say the least. Most of it looks like a children's activity book. There are sections you have to color in. There are puzzles. And one is a page of 22 items. It's a test for the catering staff, and they have to circle the items which belong in a salad and leave out the ones that don't. One of the choices on the list is Richard Pryor. I give you an idea how insane this rider is, but God bless those Foo Fighters.
I love that they did it only for the benefit of the Smoking Gun, so that when it got published, they could tweet, hey, look, Mom, we're famous.
Yeah, it's very, very funny.
It's awesome.
Kim Kardashian's working hard at the most important detail of her wedding. The gift registry.
Sure.
Apparently, the Daily Mail, a UK tabloid, found her and her fiancé and Kris Jenner heading into a Beverly Hills shop called Geary's this week. Couple has registered for some expensive gifts, including an $800 candle holder and a $2,500 set of glasses. So if you're looking to buy the Kardashians something, you may want to save your pennies.
They have all rich friends? Or?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. And they're very rich themselves, but they still want you to give them really expensive stuff.
All right.
We have to do another call and break sometime about the ways you dodged a bullet. I mean, things that seemed like bad luck at the time that turned out to be very good luck. Like my pal Seth MacFarlane, who missed his plane.
Right.
When he was leaving Boston to Los Angeles, it turned out to be one of the planes that went down at 9/11. Gene Hackman did an interview this week talking about his service as a Marine. He joined up with the Marines, was looking forward to getting to the conflict, the Korean conflict, back in the 50s. He was all set to ship out, but unfortunately he got into a bad motorcycle accident just before he was supposed to leave. Ran into a tractor on a motorcycle, broke his leg, knee, and shoulder. So obviously that kept him out of the service.
Tractor wins.
Turns out his battalion, most of them were killed during their first reconnaissance mission when they went out as a group in the Marines. So he was so bummed at the time he wasn't able to ship out with his unit, but it turns out it probably saved his life, that accident.
Because we'd have had no Royal Tenenbaums without him.
Exactly.
Got to bring up that one.
Or French Connection. I know. It's another option.
He's been in every movie that's ever made now, so that is helpful.
He's so good in every movie he's in, too.
He is.
And Spider-Man Turn Up the Dark finally opened last night.
No, it didn't.
Bono and The Edge were in attendance, along with the show's original director, Julie Taymor, believe it or not, even though she was fired from the production that she helped create. And the reviews came rolling in. Well, not rolling in, crawling in, I guess, is what happened. Here's a couple of them. Hollywood Reporter, the costliest, most ambitious in Denver and Broadway history. Spider-Man finally gets off the ground, but fails to soar, they wrote. That was one of the nice ones.
Okay.
Ooh. Washington Post, no superpowers needed to sniff out this stinker. New York Times, Spider-Man is not only the most expensive musical ever to hit Broadway, it also may rank amongst the worst.
Wow.
Yeah, so not doing well, but could there have been any other outcome with all the stuff that was surrounding this show?
There's no possible way.
I don't think so either. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Jim Belushi is 57 years old today. Helen Hunt is 48. Courtney Cox celebrates her 47th birthday. Ken Jeong is 42 years old. Ice Cube also celebrates his 42nd birthday. Leah Remini is 41. Jake Busey celebrates his 40th birthday. Neil Patrick Harris, who was very entertaining as the host of the Tonys on Sunday night, he's 38 years old. And actress Anna Torv from Fringe is 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Adam Carolla, This Week in Rage, coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Also, Larry King will join us. Do you think he'll say, Kevin and Bean, hello?
I hope so.
Like he's on the CNN show still. Anyway, that's on the way right now, though. How about a brand new Internet Roundup?
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Go to kevinandbean.com. We put up a lot of videos. Some of them don't have audio, so we can't feature them here, but they're worth seeing anyway. So you should go there, especially for the girl rapper that's rapping for the Boston Bruins. If they lose, it's her fault.
No,
because it's bad. The eHarmony Cat Lady video. We played some highlights of this yesterday. We're not sure it's real, but it's funny as hell, and we hope it is.
I love cats. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I really love cats.
I wonder why she needed to go to a dating site to find a man.
Guy gets a ticket for driving outside of the bike lane. There's a bike lane. He's riding a bike, and he's not riding in the bike lane. The judge gives him a ticket. So he's going to show the judge, because sometimes there's stuff blocking the bike lane. So what does he do? He just runs into it. He videotapes himself riding in the bike lane and hitting stuff.
So I got a ticket for not riding in the bike lane. But often there are obstructions that keep you from properly riding in the bike lane.
And it's funny as hell, but I don't know that he's showing anyone anything. Like, the judge isn't going to see that and go, I was wrong.
Yeah, he can't get over the fact that he got this $50 ticket. And by the way, he pled his case to the cop who gave him the ticket and said, look, the bike lane is blocked with crap. People park in it. There's construction stuff. He shouldn't have gotten the ticket, by the way.
I agree.
I think he's 100% in the right. But it's kind of a Pyrrhic victory for him to shoot this video to show how bad the law is when all he's doing is wiping out, running into cars and trucks and bikes and everything else.
He doesn't walk along with a video camera and go, look at this. How am I supposed to? He literally runs into it.
Including the back of a police car, which is pretty ballsy.
That was sweet. The Whole Foods parking lot. I don't know if you're aware of this, but that's where it's going down.
Some girl in yoga pants is looking at me funny. I'm just trying to find a decent Pinot Noir for $120. Then I take it to the cheese counter, Humboldt Fog. We just ran out, sir. Really, dog? Take it easy, man. I try to calm myself. I've been on edge ever since they took kombucha off the shelf. It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot. Yeah.
That cracks me up.
He's keeping it pretty gangsta for the Whole Foods.
It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot. Come on now. Remember the little kid that we played recently? Maybe he's 6 or 7 years old. He learns to ride a bike. This is his voice. He's interviewed by his dad. This is his voice.
If you believe in yourself, you will know how to ride a bike. If you don't, you just keep practicing. Thumbs up, everybody.
All right.
For rock and roll.
The dad didn't even expect that because he said, thumbs up, everybody, for rock and roll.
This is why I would not be a good father, because I could not contain my impulse to say, kid, get over it. You rode a bike. Everybody can ride a bike.
What? That was cute. He said, thumbs up for rock and roll.
Yes, he did. I know, but he was a little too happy with himself for doing something that a 4-year-old could do.
He's 4!
Or maybe he is.
The Gregory brothers, however, took that and worked their magic, their auto-tune magic. That's so good. Those guys are so good.
They are.
The Gregory Brothers do such good work. You remember the song My Blank in a Box? Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake.
Yes. Yes. Saturday Night Live, of course.
Well, this is My Blank in a Tweet, and it's about Representative Wiener and all of the news that's been swirling around him.
Fox News. Tweet. ABC.
My in a tweet.
Even CNN.
It's my in a tweet.
So that's pretty good, too, because the Wiener coverage has been great. I never thought I'd say that sentence. Dude comes back from X-Men, The Beginnings, the first chapter. What's it called? I haven't seen
it. Yeah, the new something one. Like that,
the new
whatever
one.
It's called.
X Games, the new one, I believe it's
first. X Games, right. That's what it is. It's X Games.
X-Men First Class. And he decides to put it to music.
I'm a mutant, not gay. I think I made a mistake, but I'm an X-Man, baby. I was born this way. Hide yourself in our school. Iceman keeps it so cool. We are the X-Men, baby. We were born this way.
Yeah, and he's wearing a Magneto costume.
And he's a fanboy that is going to be tough to please with any movie.
But he's way too old to be wearing that costume, too, as well. There's a baseball announcer that's doing a college baseball game.
I love him so much.
It's the Cal Golden Bears.
And go Berkeley.
Go Berkeley. And apparently they win the game, and this guy goes crazy, and his voice is completely gone.
Well, it's a huge come-from-behind win. I think they're down like 4 runs in the 9th inning or something like that, and this was a playoff game, so they're heading toward, I think, the semifinals toward the College World Series. So he is just going out of his mind, and rarely do we bring in baseball play-by-play. And, Kevin, that points to your complaint, which is that it's generally a pretty slow game. Not when this happens.
He's going, he's safe, and California wins it! 9-8! I cannot believe it! I apologize, folks. I'm sure you didn't hear any of that. Devin Rodriguez, my voice is gone. I called 2 games yesterday.
I like that. He goes into an explanation of why his voice is gone.
I called 2 games yesterday.
I had a pretty busy week. I had to pick some stuff up at the grocery store on the way home last night, and then I couldn't sleep. I got up and I watched some TV.
If all baseball was like that, I would watch.
He's awesome.
Here's a news anchor that drops the F-bomb, and she could not, we had to beep it, of course, but she could not possibly have said it more clearly.
More teens are having luck, rather, finding summer jobs.
Yeah, more teams are having F.
Oh.
Yeah. Luck, I mean, about having jobs. And Neil Patrick Harris hosts the Tonys.
He's the best.
He's the best. He should host all shows, shouldn't he? He makes it look effortless.
He's a great host. He sure does. He can sing, he can dance, he's funny, great timing. I mean, really, of all the child stars, I mean, he's one who just, you never would have imagined he had that many skills when he was just Doogie.
So he's hosting the Tonys, and he sings a song called Broadway is Not Just for Gays Anymore.
If you feel like someone that this world excludes, it's no longer only for dudes who like dudes. Attention, every breeder, you're invited to the theater. It's not just for gays anymore. The glamour of Broadway is beckoning straights, the people who marry in all 50 states. We're asking every hetero to get to know us better. Oh, it's not just for gays anymore.
That's not bad, right?
That's pretty great.
He should host all shows. Well, almost all shows, sure. Go to KevinAB.com for all of these videos and many others.
Kevin and Bane, Lanternet, Rambo.
You know, there's a huge movement, and this is First Lady Michelle Obama's. This is her cause, too, is no more fat, people. Don't be fat anymore. Stop
with all the fat.
Right. She's on the anti-obesity kick, so she'll love this news that came out of New York this week. Anti-obesity housing has been unveiled in the Bronx. This is a place, the building is called Melody, and it's all about fitness, Lisa. You know there's no elevator, for instance. You know you're climbing stairs, right?
Yeah.
They have all sorts of exercise equipment there. They got indoor and outdoor fitness centers, and you have to maintain a certain body weight in order to be allowed to live there. That's part of the deal.
Now, how long will this last?
I don't know, because what if you're thin and you go in and then you put on a few pounds? It's around the holidays. All of a sudden, do they check you at the door? So we wanted to find out more about this. We asked producer Alex if she could line somebody up, and we have Barry Allen. He is the manager of the Melody, joining us now on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hi, Mr. Allen. Thanks for coming on.
No problem. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you.
We're doing fine. Anti-obesity housing is what they're calling. Is that an accurate description?
That is an accurate description. A lot of people have been making more, perhaps, of it than it actually is, but in fact, it's simply a building that comes with a lot of accessories and a lot of additional areas that try to increase activity and to try to keep people from gaining weight.
Okay, that seems fair.
Yeah.
Is there a weight limit to get in?
No, there's not. A lot of people have been saying stuff like that. There's no weight limit. We just simply have fitness centers. We encourage activity as much as possible. We suggest people take the stairs, but there is an elevator.
Oh, okay. There is. Okay.
I don't want people to get confused. This is not some sort of prison camp for fat people or anything. Right. This is just housing that tries to encourage healthier behavior. That's all.
Okay. So what do you do? This
I'm
was
sorry,
a question.
Hold on a second. Could you please?
Yeah,
hey, Miss Chevarelli, hey, why don't you put that Danish down, you fat bitch?
Wait, whoa.
Your jeans are screaming.
screaming for relief, for God's sake. It takes 5 minutes and shut your mouth and keep food out of it, you fat bitch.
What? Oh, come on,
I'm sorry, I just had one of the people live here just came through the lobby. Well, I'm sorry, what are you saying?
I'm saying that's offensive. You can't scream that at people who are living in your building.
Oh, I actually can. I actually can, yes.
All right, so the question we were asking before we came to you, sir, is what happens if somebody moves in and they're at what you would consider a healthy weight, but then they gain, you know, put on some pounds while they're living there?
Well, we can't control their weight. I mean, they can eat and gain and lose as much as they want. Like I said, the building is just designed to encourage healthy behaviors and healthy choices. We're not trying to tell people how to live their life. Hold on a second. Hey, Mr. Klein, yeah. Hey, you.
Whoa.
Hey, you fat bastard.
Whoa.
How about the stairs, you fat bastard? I don't think the elevator can take your weight. We had a 600-pound limit, you fat cover-crew. Get up the stairs. What? You get up the stairs.
What?
Sorry, guys. What were you saying?
Well, you were saying you're not telling people how to live, but it sounds like...
This whole building is just to encourage healthier behavior. That's all. We're just trying to encourage people to do the right thing.
Were you whipping a guy right there?
I was not whipping him. I was cracking the whip over his head. It's a very different thing.
Okay.
This sounds like a scary place to live. You don't have children in the building, do you?
We got some kids. We got some fat little kids running around here. But by the time I'm done, they will not be fat much longer. I guarantee you that, my friend.
Barry, come on.
There's a couple of kids now. There's a Wendler twins. Hey, Wendler. Twins, hey, how you doing? Yeah. That's it. Put down that hamburger. You don't need a hamburger. Pick up a salad fork, you fat little bastard. Pick it up. Don't get a salad. Get the
Are you shooting a gun?
Here. What? Just a .22.
What?
It's a small caliber.
All right, but it's a gun, right?
Not even deadly.
Okay.
I don't want to say that song is old. But Billy Corgan did have hair when they released that one.
That's correct.
And most people today don't even remember that there was a time when he had hair, but honestly, he did. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat coming up. Also, Adam Carolla will be here. First, though, we want to give away Foo Fighters tickets for their show coming up October 13th at the Forum. You can also win the guitar from Dave Grohl, by the way, at the grand prize at the end of the week. Is this game easy to play? I can't remember, Kevin.
I believe it is. Let's go to our announcer and ask him. Hello, announcer man.
No, it's the hardest game in the world.
So it's difficult, is what you're saying.
It's hard!
Okay, all right. Explain.
Does all this stalling mean we don't have the intro?
That's correct.
What's going on? What happened to the intro?
What do you think? Who works behind me?
Hi, Beer Mug. How are you?
All right.
Mr. Announcer Man, you want to explain to the callers on the phone how the game is played, please?
We'll simply be announcing the name of Foo Fighter songs. All you need to do is identify the song, and you're in the drawing for tickets.
Seems easy.
Oh, I almost forgot. We'll be saying them backwards.
Yeah!
It doesn't seem like this would be as difficult as it is,
though. It's the hardest game in the world!
It is the hardest game in the world. All right, who's our first contestant?
First up is Roberta!
Hello, Roberta.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, game of the world. Listen up, we'll play the title for you twice is all you can hear it. You tell us what it is forwards. Here you go.
We've said.
All right, that's once. Here's again.
We've said.
Foo Fighter song title.
This is where you answer us, Roberta. What do you think?
Ain't it the life?
Best of you.
Yeah, that's what I expected.
you had Roberta pegged for the beginning, didn't you, Mr. Announcer Man? All right. Who's next?
Next up is Kevin. He builds sets. I love Hollywood.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You ready for the hardest game in the world?
I'll give it a whirl. Let's go.
Good luck.
All right.
One more time.
All of it.
Oh,
that one's got some pretty good built-in hints for you there.
Crap.
Gonna need a song title. Any? Maybe worth
just
a stab.
Just pick one. Just name any song title.
Just guess. Any Foo Fighters.
Now, though.
Break out.
Everlong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, his name is Kevin. I mean, what do you...
How dare you?
Although,
have you noticed most Kevins on TV shows are the short bus ones?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
and there's that new movie called something like We've Got to Do Something About Kevin or something like that. They're just getting ready to come. I don't know what the deal is.
Kevin is a short bus name.
Apparently
That's
is.
What I've learned.
All right, we're 0-2, Mr. Announcer Man. Who do you got for us next?
Next up is Jose. He works in customer service. Is he in Bangladesh?
He must be.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Kevin?
Very good, thank you.
Jose, you've been listening on hold through the first two contestants. How did you do with their song titles?
I got the second one.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. You're in the game. Good luck.
All right. Here's yours.
Herden Eschner.
One more time.
Herden Eschner.
I'm going to say All My Life.
Not a bad guess, but...
The Pretender.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. All right. So we have no one, in the drawing
yet. That's who I've got.
I've got a good feeling about Victor.
Victor?
What up?
You can't spell victory without Victor.
That's a good point. Victor, we're counting on you, man. Here's your song. We'll play it backwards for you twice. You tell us the front words, Foo Fighters title. Listen up.
Yeah, Alpha Nerl.
One more time.
Yeah, Alpha Nerl.
Learn to fly.
Learn to fly.
Mr. Announcer Man was right.
Your instincts were correct. Well done, Victor. Hold on. You are in the drawing. Okay, we're on a roll now. Who's next?
Time for a lady. Hello, Ashley.
Hello, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you ready for the hardest game in the world?
Yes, I am.
Here you go. Here's your song backwards twice.
Schnerrigum.
One more time.
Schnerrigum.
Okay.
Skin and Bones.
Monkey Wrench.
Oh. Yeah. Mr. Announcer Man, this game is not easy.
It's the hardest game in the world.
All right, we got time for a couple more contestants. Who's up?
Next up is Andrea or Andrea.
How do you say it?
Andrea.
Andrea, okay. So you're not from here. Okay, here we go. Here's your song. One more time.
Skin
and Bones.
Oh. Popular guess. Yeah.
Times like these.
Oh. Ah, shoot.
Nice try. Looking pretty good for Victor so far. Who's up next?
Well, it's Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Not going very well. This game seems to be difficult.
It's the hardest game in the world.
You ready for yours?
Yeah.
Mr. Announcer Man, you have a good feeling on this dude or no?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. All right. You were right last time. Here we go.
Fialamol.
One more time.
I'm going
to have to say All My Life.
Yes. Look at
All
that.
My Life.
How well did done. You?
Surprise, surprise.
You do it.
All right. One more. Why not?
Mary. She's a warranty administrator.
Okay, so and so won the Foo Fighter tickets.
I'm what the hell?
What?
Mary, who
what?
Are you talking to?
What? Hello?
Hello?
Mary has an imaginary friend.
Who are you talking to? What's going on?
Are you at work right now?
Yes.
I hope so. You're not talking. All right, you're ready to play the game?
I am ready to play the game.
Okay. Mr. I'm going to go nope as well. Here we go.
Whirr.
One more time.
Whirr.
What song is that?
Hello?
Yes!
Unbelievable.
Mary, have you used a phone before?
Unbelievable.
I have!
But we
all
just
right,
played.
We're talking to we you. What song
sorry,
was that?
Yes.
No, not
go ahead!
You go ahead!
We're
we asked you. We asked you what song did we just play twice for you backwards?
We
you tell
did
us the
our
name.
Part! It's
okay.
Your turn!
All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's
did
do
she
a drawing.
Not even have a guess?
Nope. She said thank you and hung up.
That was rope is what we were looking for there. All right. Is it Victor or is it Rick? Lisa May, who's going to see Foo Fighters along with Cage the Elephant October 13th at the Forum from the Kevin and Bean Show?
Rick! Yeah!
That's a good delivery.
Thank you.
Rick?
All right.
Congratulations.
thanks a lot, guys.
You got tickets to see the Foos at the Forum. Oh, he loves you, Lisa.
Oh,
how about that?
I love that.
Well, I knew that.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
I hate everyone.
The Ace Man joins us after the top of the hour. Adam Carolla will be here with This Week in Rage. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Wednesday. What's happening, Ralph?
Ralph, take off the... We've lost
Ralph. Brightest day or blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
Ralph's wearing the Green Lantern mask.
Yeah.
And a ring that lights up.
Power ring!
Green.
Activate!
If I'd have known, I would have worn yellow. You would have fallen right
see,
to the floor.
It's too late now. I just zapped you with my power ring.
Wow. Is the Green awesome. Lantern, Ralph, one of those superheroes who wears a tiny little mask, yet nobody, even his closest friends and family, know that he's the Green Lantern?
Sure. That's the way it always is. That's the way it always is.
Yeah, if you saw me wearing this mask, you wouldn't know it was me underneath
not
it.
Not at all.
That was my this favorite is thing. Proof that these masks work.
It looks just like you with a dumb green mask, though.
How did nobody ever put together that Batman and Robin were those two guys in street clothes? I mean, seriously.
You have a little plastic ring that lights up, Ralph.
It's
There's
a power ring, first of all.
Do you have to go, though?
With your mouth?
Any ring that needs...
That's make
the ring
sound
making
effects?
That noise, not even me.
Seems weak.
See, you don't even know what's going on. You should pay closer attention.
Are you going to wear that to the movie when you go see it this weekend?
I'm going to see it tonight at the world premiere, bitches.
Are you
going
to wear the outfit?
Yes.
You should have heard Alex ask Ralph if he wanted to go to the premiere, and Ralph's like, I'm already going! Woo!
No, it was a different screening. I was already going to a different screening. Then they invited me to the premiere on top of it, so I was able to upgrade.
Oh, man.
World premiere, bitches!
How about that?
This looks like a good movie. You're not helping its cause.
I want to thank the people at Mattel who sent me a big box of Green Lantern toys, including the ring and mask set. It was very kind of them to do so because they know how much I'm looking forward to this film.
Did they send you a lantern? Do you get a lantern?
Why is it always...
That's a reasonable question.
Why does there always have to be a gray lining to every silver cloud for Bean? Is it a giant box of wonderful toys? No, there was no lantern in it.
Well, then they're not doing their
job. You don't need a lantern. What? The power ring is the most important part.
How do you charge the power ring?
With the lantern.
You don't have a lantern, though. How long is that power ring going to last you? Until you're out.
24 you're out. Hours.
You've already fired it like 30 times.
I get 24 hours charge on a ring. That's what you're going to get.
Then what are you going to do this time tomorrow when your ring is powerless?
I'm going to pick up a snow shovel. I'm going to travel to your island up in the northwest, and I'm going to beat you to death with the shovel, and then I'm going to bury you in a shallow grave on your own property.
Okay. All right.
It has nothing to do with Green Lantern, but that just happens to be my plan.
Sounds reasonable.
All right.
Oh, God damn you. Oh, him. This time it's you, but you stop that.
You're just afraid of my Green Lantern powers. That's
all. I can stab you with this pencil right now and kill you in a second. Your little ring would do nothing.
It's because you have yellow hair. That's why I have a weakness when it comes to yellow.
One more question. What if we changed topics now?
I was about to, man. I was about to talk about Hugh Hefner and Crystal Harris.
Please.
Yes.
Friends are saying Hugh Hefner is going to die a man with a broken heart. Crystal Harris stood up. Hugh Hefner walked out of the Playboy Mansion this week, canceled their wedding that was supposed to happen on Saturday. It's all over for the lovely couple.
Dude, are they still dating?
No,
but just
no.
Called, no. Over.
It is over,
still
over.
Dating. You cancel a wedding, that's pretty much it.
Let's just see each other.
There are people who stay together even though they decide now is not the time to get married. That happens.
Not if one person
Where?
Decides.
Where does that happen?
Not if one person. In TV shows. Not if one person the week of the wedding decides.
Walks out of where they're living together and cancels the wedding on them. I don't think they're. Okay, let's go and have dinner tomorrow night then. You know how we're supposed to get married on Saturday? Why don't we catch a movie instead?
It's generally a deal.
I'm not familiar with that.
See, but you're
process.
Talking to Bean, a guy who said, we don't have anything else to do. Why don't we go get married?
Yeah. Again, you can't go to Bean for anything human.
All right.
But the thing that people do, he is not familiar with.
All right.
She walked out on the day that her new single, Club Queen, dropped.
Right.
Now, people are saying, did she just play the old man? Was this whole thing a buildup? And then she created a lot of promotion by canceling the wedding on the same day that her new single dropped.
That's my guess.
Maximum publicity, absolutely.
Well, here's what she had to say the day that her song, Club Queen, came out. I had a lot of fun, and this is a way to give back to my fans, she said.
Huh?
Regarding her song.
What's
this is for all her fans.
Oh, I see.
The song's for all her fans.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Crystal Harris has fans.
She doesn't have.
I know, right?
Anyway, here's a little taste of her newest single, hot off the shelves. What does it get hot off? Hot off the press.
Sure.
Club Queen. Crystal Harris. My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped.
That's
not it.
That's
vagina's handicapped.
Sad song.
That's
wow.
Not it. This,
that's sad.
That's this is it.
Finally, an artist for our time. Someone who can put our thoughts and feelings into music and words.
It is impossible to overstate just how bad that sucks.
Available on iTunes as of yesterday, Club Queen, Crystal Harris. Please enjoy.
Why She's is back that music the, so horrible?
For the fans.
That
it's
makes,
for the fans.
That makes Kesha look brilliant.
That's all for the fans.
She must hate her fans. Is it too late to call Heth back and say, hey, about that wedding?
And the same day, she also released a video on Funny or Die, which made fun of the 60-year age difference between her and her future husband. Do you make that video? Well, which they had to produce weeks in advance if you're really planning on marrying this dude?
You're right. She was never planning on marrying him.
The parody's about a phone app that is for people who have 60-year gaps in their ages in their relationship, and it translates his references into something you'll understand.
Oh, that's
so that
funny.
It's a pretty funny video, but it's not the kind of video someone makes, I think, if they're planning on marrying someone. If they love someone, you don't hold them up to public ridicule in this way, I believe. Take a listen.
Hi, I'm Playboy Playmate and Hugh Hefner fiancé Crystal Harris. How many times has this happened to you? Ah! My fiancé is 60 years older than me, and I don't understand his references. Well, now you can end the confusion. Introducing the Crystal Harris Age Gap Cheat Sheet iPhone app. References to events that occurred between 1926 and 1986 no longer have to be a confusing mystery. You'll go from this... Am I in the mood for Casablanca tonight? As long as it doesn't have dairy.
As long as it doesn't have dairy, see? She's confused. She doesn't know what Casablanca is. She thinks it's a dessert. But then the app tells her that it's a movie, so it gets better.
How's she going to choose between a long career in the music business and in comedy at this point? Or can she do both?
Stop the rain.
And this is this whole Teen Mom cast on MTV, the MTV show Teen Mom,
yeah.
They should just all be taken out.
These are the kids that Dr. Drew impregnated, right?
Yeah, he knocks them all up,
anybody.
And then
he
shakes a finger at them saying, you shouldn't let older people molest you after he bangs them.
That's just
and then he makes someone else raise his kids. That's what happens.
That's not true at all. None of that.
But they're all like getting busted on drugs and for beating each other up and stuff. It's just a waste of humanity. That whole cast should just be taken out.
I'm down with that.
21-year-old Teen Mom star. What a world we live in when these people are stars on television. Amber Portwood, she's one of the Teen Mom cast. She was rushed to an Indiana hospital after a suicide attempt yesterday morning. Her ex-fiance, Gary, became concerned after she didn't answer her phone, asked her mom to check in on her, and that's when they found her. Apparently, two EMT workers found her with a rope around her neck.
Oh, my God.
She had also taken pills, according to doctors at the hospital. So season 3 of Teen Mom premieres on July 5th.
Yeah.
So check it out. It's good times.
Wow.
Woo!
Unstable
teenagers having babies. Let's celebrate! Woo!
If you care about your child, you don't try to hang yourself.
No.
Right?
No.
You stay alive no matter what, no matter how bad it is, to make sure that your kid is okay.
Listen, EMT showed up. They found a rope loosely knotted around her neck. It wasn't like she was hanging from a rafter or anything.
Oh.
They found a rope around her neck.
Like right. She was ready to?
Or, we don't know.
She was faking
publicity
it.
Faking for season 3.
Or desperate for attention. Who knows?
Wow.
You know, the scarier thing beyond how effed up these kids are on Teen Mom is how many kids are out there trying to get pregnant so that they can get on that show because it's so glamorous and exciting. And that's
awesome
a real
to be on
thing.
That show. It'd be awesome to be on that show. Dr. Drew becomes your best friend. You hang out with Snooki. Oh, it's a good life being on Teen Mom.
I'm not sure any of that works out.
Don't ever give me a flamethrower. That's all I'm telling you, people. Bad things will happen. Don't ever give me a power ring either.
Yeah. Pew, pew. Bad things are happening with that as well.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jim Belushi. He's 57 years old today. Helen Hunt will be 48. Now, Courtney Cox is 47 years old. Ken Jeong.
Hey!
From Hangover and from Community. Very successful career, that Dr. Ken.
He's great.
42 years old. Ice Cube, also 42. Leah Remini is 41 years old. Jake Busey celebrates his 40th birthday. Neil Patrick Harris is 38.
Larry King joins us next hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Weird Al Yankovic in studio on Friday. Can't wait for that. First, though, how about a pair of tickets to see Adam Carolla live at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino? That's coming up on Thursday, July 7th. As I often say, the only thing better than an Ace Man podcast is seeing the show live in person. You can call right now if you want tickets, 1-800-520-1067. Adam, you mix it up a little bit when you're out working at the Indian Casino. You bring some wampum and firewater jokes, or what do you do?
Oh, man, don't step on all the stuff, Bean. That's the first 10 minutes.
That was the first 10 minutes. Wow.
I'm not trying, to bite you.
I open every Indian casino show the same way every time. Hi, how are you? They love it.
I'll bet they go crazy.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Well, it's very exciting. Of course, every Thursday night, you can see Adam on stage at the John Lovitz Comedy Club Theater in Universal City Walk, and then Sunday, June 19th. In Irvine, Friday, July 1st in Santa Barbara. You're all over the place, man. Let's talk about This Week in Rage, shall we?
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at 3 and working my way down to number 1. Kids had their birthday party on Saturday, which means nowadays, I don't know if you guys are hip to how this works, but they get a gift from every kid who shows up, which equals about $185 worth of booty.
Right.
And we have to make gift bags, which cost me $600.
You mean to give the kids when they leave the party?
Yes, yes. It's a sort of a retarded Christmas Hanukkah type relationship, which is my kids get one gift worth approximately $18, and then I shell out 9 gifts worth about $22.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't seem feasible. I don't know how that works.
Can kids not be coaxed to leave the house anymore? How about just some ice cream cake and you get to see Iron Man? Isn't that not enough? Not enough, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when that started, but you do have to give every kid
gift
that's
bags for kids
leaving a gift, yeah.
But the whole thing is, well, I blame two people. First off, I blame Ronald McDonald.
Okay.
Because you go to McDonald's, you get a hamburger, you get a present. Two, you get a toy.
That's true.
You get a toy everywhere you go. But it'd be like, when you were a kid, if someone said, hey, you want to go have a Big Mac? And you'd be like, not so fast, Pops. What's in it for me? You get a shake and a Big Mac, you little F.
Yeah, right.
You need a toy? Do you need a reminder that you had a hamburger earlier that day?
Yeah, something's out of whack here. I'm with you, Adam.
My kids are like, I'll say to my son, like, hey, let's go to the park. Like, and then what? What do I get? What's for me? What's the thing? Come on, old man.
What?
I need to wet my beak.
I need a taste.
I need a taste of the action. Yeah. Well, how about we just go walk around or have some fun or play with the ball? No. I need a plastic figurine to go along with that. I ain't leaving the house. Matter of fact, I'm not getting out of bed. I will go Yoko on your ass and never get out of this bed unless I get some crap. I have to leave a trail of figurines down the stairs to the bowl so the kid will eat breakfast in the morning.
To the bowl?
Yeah, that's where he eats, the bowl. Brought to you by Tostitos. I'm just saying, this whole thing... Whose party is it? You know what I mean? I mean, this kid, your kid turns 5, you go over there, you drop off a gift, you have a little fun, and you go home. You don't go home with more than you brought.
It's everyone.
Absolutely.
It's everyone's party but yours, the dad.
Oh, my God. My wife had 30 bags with 11 things all spread out all over the bedroom, putting these things together. And then you have to do that thing, too, where the kids are opening their presents and my wife is writing fanatically, slow down, I have to say, just send a generic thank you something. I wasn't expecting a thank you. When you were a kid and you went over to some other kid's house and you dropped off, you know, don't spill the beans or don't break the ice, did you need something in the mail to show up 2 days later? Just sort of verifying that this process took place.
No, I think it was a little more casual back then.
It was a little more casual. So the thing is she has to write down what they brought. Like, she thanked the person thanked Kim and Kyle for bringing the Dora the Explorer Super Soaker. Like, just say the gift and let's get on with our lives. Okay, people? And speaking of these goddamn kids, I went into my bedroom the other day. I noticed there's a giant plastic castle in there. There's a full-scale pony in there. There's pieces of crap, all, you know, plastic junk. My bedroom is filled with my kids' toys. And could you imagine growing up, your parents' bedroom filled with your junk?
No, that was off limits. Not for a day.
Not, you wouldn't be in there. Hey, Potts, out of the way. I got to get to my big wheel. And who's seen my Stratego board? Come on, Ma. Give it up. Like, no way, right?
Yeah, you kids have their own room, and they keep their stuff there, or it's out in the living room or someplace in a common area, but not in the parents' bedroom.
Over my bedroom. Wow. And this madness has to end. They're just not that special. And now shifting gears.
Okay.
Number one. Went to Costco over the weekend, got the free sample. And by the way, is there anything that's a free sample that tastes bad? I'm now realizing I think it's the delivery system that I'm in love with, because it can't all be that good. I mean, I get home and I eat the same stuff and I'm wildly disappointed, but when I'm on my feet at the Costco and the old lady's giving it to me via toothpick, it's awesome. And I'm just thinking, you know what? Instead of focusing on the food, let's focus on how it's delivered. So you should get rid of your plates and mugs and just have somebody feed you by chopping everything up into little itty-bitty pieces and putting them in that little plastic half cup.
I like it.
Yeah, you mean, you'd still get your whole cup of coffee, but you just shoot it down half an ounce at a time, and an old woman would just keep handing it to you.
Can it be so much better?
Can it be a model? Does it have to be an old woman?
It's got to be an old woman.
Aww.
That's the way it works. And you know what? She was giving out samples of cider. And I just thought, first off, doesn't everyone know what cider tastes like?
Yes.
Number two, have you ever been disappointed by cider? Like, have you ever, like, Ed, first off, like, hot apple juice? What is this crap? Oh, this is horrible. Like, it's always good.
Okay.
It's never a 10. It gets to about a 7.5 or an 8, but it never dips below a 6.
Yeah,
right?
That's true, yeah.
It's cider. I defy you to F up cider. It's nearly impossible. You know, nobody ever goes, cider at the Christmas party, not as good as Stan normally. I was disappointed. Not devastated, but disappointed. Like, it's just cider. It's just hot apple juice. We don't need to taste it. And all I'm saying is I swear, if that old lady was standing behind a little kiosk and I said, what do you got, old lady? And she said, I got cider and I got cat crap rolled in AIDS Jimmies. I'd be like, all right, give me two picks of the cat crap and three shots of the cider. Because it's always better coming off a toothpick.
Exactly. Keep in touch with everything happening in the Adam Carolla world at adamcarolla.com, his fine family of podcasts, and all of his upcoming live appearances. Ace Man, always great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the Kevin DeBede Show.
Thanks, guys.
That ended. That's over. It's 8:24 now.
What's going on? Are we losing the monkey? What's happening, Ralph?
Here's what was happening during that record. I was describing to Ralph how I screwed up earlier.
I see.
And why, and a weird light came on that I'd never seen before, and then I looked up at the clock and it was 00:00 and the song had already ended, so... Sorry.
Good times. Larry King joins us next there on the Kevin DeBede Show. What about Weird Al coming in on Friday? Now, I don't understand why everybody's not as excited as I am. I'm getting a haircut, getting a new outfit, rolling out the red carpet.
You're not going to be here.
Yeah, first of all, you're not going to be here.
I'm flying down.
You're not going to be here.
I'm flying down to shake Al's hand.
That's why
I'm going to be there in studio in person.
This break is a little bogus. Because we're talking about super fans and the fact that you're a fan of a celebrity or an artist that maybe a lot of people don't care that much about. And we're going to use Bean as an example, that he's a super fan of Weird Al's. But he's not even going to make the effort to be in the studio to be here when he's somewhere interviewing.
He's a faux super fan.
He is.
How dare you?
He's a poser. He's a poser fan is what he
is. First of all, Weird Al is the greatest human that ever lived ever. Second of all, I couldn't be more excited that he's going to be on the show on Friday. Are you kidding me? I can't wait.
No, you could be more excited if you actually would travel to be here with us when he was in the room and we're interviewing him.
Don't encourage that, Ralph. Don't encourage that.
No, but I'm just saying, if he was really super excited and was such a big fan, he would want to
be in the
room.
He's as excited as he gets as a human being.
That is
on
true.
Earth.
This is as excited as I get. He's the Amish paradise guy. You understand that?
Listen, here's the thing about Weird Al. I don't dislike him at all. I like Weird Al.
I'm a fan.
I like him a lot.
He's white and nerdy. That's Weird Al.
Yeah, we know. We know his
song. We're familiar with his work.
But Bean is a whole nother level with Al that's a little worrisome. Like, he tweets him back and forth, and I'm sure Al's like, dear God, will this guy stop tweeting me?
Yeah. Which is as close as human contact as Bean gets, is tweeting. So,
and he's the greatest human being ever on Earth is not an exaggeration for Bean. Bean
no,
has said
I
that,
firmly believe that
2,000 times. So
he pre-orders everything. He makes sure he's in the know. He got his fanzine, comes to his house or whatever the hell's going on.
And how many concerts do I go to, yet I never miss Weird Al?
That's true.
How many Weird Al shows does he put on where you are?
Every couple of years, he's here and I go.
So you're dressed as him for Halloween that year, remember?
I was Weird Al for Halloween one year. That's true.
Look,
I was.
Here's the question. Here's what we want to take your calls on. It isn't that they're bad, because we all like Weird Al. It's that you have an unnatural love for some celebrity. Your crush on somebody is so much higher than everybody else, and all your friends are like, okay, yeah, look, he's fine, but take it easy.
When his name is mentioned, you go,
yeah,
exactly.
Like Bean.
He also makes that noise.
He sure now, does.
Is this different? Is this any different, Ralph, than your man love for the great Adam West? TV's back?
Not at all. This is exactly the same.
It is different because
I love Adam West as well. But
would be on this show, I would make a point of coming in to be with him. I think my love is greater than your love for Al. Frankly, I think my love is more pure and special.
But you have 10 miles to travel for Adam, and I have 1,000 to travel for Weird.
I would go wherever I had to go in order to be with him.
But there are lots of celebrities, and I'm sure we have dozens of celebrities that we admire and enjoy in common. But for whatever reason, Adam West is like your number one top of the heap celebrity, right? Like
absolutely.
Your favorite celebrity
favorite
by far
celebrity.
Is Adam West.
And yours is Weird Al.
And mine is Weird Al, right.
Okay, so what we're asking people to call in with is unusual superfans.
Odd choices.
You're a super fan of... It doesn't mean they're bad. They don't have to be bad and you're a fan of them. It just has to be your love for them is higher than anyone else can understand.
Right. If you've got a room full of Bob Saget collectibles at home, that's right. The kind of thing we're talking about. Because most people are like, oh, yeah, Bob's funny. We like Bob. But if you have a T-shirt and a poster and you're just the number one Bob Saget fan, that would be odd for most people.
If your friends who like this person are just telling you, just tone it down a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
I mean, this is Day of the King of Mexico with the Charlie Daniels Band. It's inexplicable. We can't figure it out why that's his choice, but it just is.
Oh, the devil went down to Georgia. Looking for
Kevin,
a south who's still.
I'm trying to think. You don't really remember who any celebrities
how
are, so you're kind
you.
Of the wrong guy to go to for this.
Kevin's dead inside. He doesn't
how
have
dare
any,
you all?
He's not a fan of anything. He's not a
sports.
He doesn't collect anything.
I'm a big
anything.
Sports fan. I do have sports memorabilia.
He just flatlines. He leaves the building and goes, boo. And they jump start him again every morning and he tried to get him in here on time.
I have signed. Here's what I have in total. I have a guitar from Tom Morello.
Okay.
Because he's your favorite guitarist for your favorite band.
Greatest live guitarist.
All right.
Okay.
I have three basketballs that are signed by different Lakers, and I have a hockey stick. That's it. A Kings hockey stick. That's the total of what
I collect. But I don't think this is really just about memorabilia. This is also
but I'm saying
just
that's my,
about
that's who
devotion.
I, yeah, yeah, that's
but,
who I
worship. But you don't
worship.
Have any particular celebrity that you would follow the news of or...
Bar Raffaele?
You just like to look at her pictures. You don't know anything about her. You don't know about her life.
You got to have a Google alert on this person to qualify.
I don't have any Google alerts. I don't
know Adam West's kids. I know his wife. Yeah. I'm friends with the family. I mean,
tone that down.
I'm just saying.
Don't say that out loud.
There's a genuine, there's work on my part. There's attention paid to this man. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I don't think I have any of them. Outside of sports, I don't know information about people that I love even. I don't care that much.
Yeah, your wife, for example. You have no idea what her maiden name is.
What's her name is really great.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. You are a super fan, and it confounds your friends who your celebrity crush is. Male or female, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be it's not a love or a sexual thing. It's just you adore this celebrity.
People think it's an odd choice. It's not like Springsteen or somebody that the entire world is a super fan. This is maybe a lesser known or lesser popular star or musician or actor that you happen to have a particular fixation
with. That's why we're not going to take Cindy's call in line, too, because she has an infatuation with Dave Grohl. She's
Dave Grohl's a superstar.
Right.
Who doesn't? Yeah. Right.
Everyone feels that way about Dave Grohl.
Yeah. Don't call in if you like Justin Bieber or Twilight movies, either. We understand those are very popular. If you're a Harry Potter fan, we get that. There are a lot of those.
But if you're a Harry Morgan fan,
now
we want to hear from you.
That is something.
But being as Weird Al, I mean, to him, that's the top of the heap. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I would step on Grohl's dead body to get to Weird Al, if that's what you're asking me.
Wow.
Yeah. And Adam West is the greatest actor ever. In
take
generation.
It easy with him as well. I like him a lot.
He's the best. 520-1067. Your call is coming up next, right after this in the Kevin. I guess what I feel like you guys are forgetting is that Weird Al is the fat guy.
Right, but you
got that.
This is not the typical we're railing on Bean because we don't understand anything about him. Mm. We get Al. Al to us is funny. He's the best that's ever done that. He's the best that's ever done that.
He really has a gift to make great, great parody songs, which is so hard to do.
Okay, so we like him a lot. Now,
but
your love
for
him.
He's the best celebrity in the world, though.
Right. Your love for him is a little scary. It's a little over the top.
Okay.
So we're asking for people. It doesn't have to be somebody that everybody else hates. It's just your love is so transcendent that your friends all go, hey.
It's a little out of proportion, perhaps, for their level of talent or fame.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Let's try Paul on line 4 to get us going. I think this is exactly what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067. Your friends can't understand why this particular person is your favorite celebrity in the world. Paul, who's yours?
It's going to be the Aquabats.
The Aquabats.
All right, perfect, because a pretty decent band.
They're fine. Yeah,
they're fine.
Don't have any problem with them. I wouldn't mind seeing them, but that's your ultimate?
Oh, that's my ultimate.
There's no
the
one above the Aquabats.
Number one, by miles.
All right, so if you had your chance to go see the 5 biggest bands in the world playing together on one stage for one night only, or the Aquabats, you would choose the Aquabats?
The Bats, all the way.
The Bats. Yeah.
How about that? Wow. All right. Well done.
This is where you followed them on tour?
Yes, I have followed them on tour. My furthest is New York.
You went to
the furthest one you went
from Southern California. You went to New York City to see the Aquabats.
Yes.
It's like a deadhead for the Aquabats.
How many?
Right.
He lives in a van in the parking lot selling falafels.
How many times would you say you have seen them?
Probably close to 17 to 20.
Wow. And the great thing is you can go anywhere in the country and you'll always be able to buy a ticket, too. Right? Getting into the venue, no matter how small.
Maybe get a free one.
We mock, but the Aquabats are fine.
They're great. They're good.
They're not as good as he's saying. That's the point.
A little out of proportion. Yeah,
it is. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's try Pasquale, line 6. This one will be of particular interest to you, Ralph Garman. Hi, Pasquale. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi.
Mine is Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith. Okay. Again, a person we love.
Absolutely. Enormously talented. How can you not be a fan of Kevin Smith? But what do you do that takes it to the next level?
I mean, whenever he's around in the city, which nowadays it's a lot with the smog castle, I most definitely go to see him. I even saw him at the Wiltern for the Red State premiere with Ralph Garman there as well.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Ralph. Does Kevin Smith have a lot of hardcore fans in part because he makes himself so accessible to his fans?
I don't know the secret, honestly.
But he does.
He does make himself very available to the fans.
He also has a lot of hardcore fans.
He has a lot of fans, and then there is a smaller percentage that are really sort of cultistic about it. Yeah,
like Pasquale?
Yeah, like Pasquale.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen to the way he laughs.
All right, take it easy.
Hey, you know, we're doing shows in Vegas, Pasquale. You should come out to our Vegas shows in August.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. me and Kevin Smith and Jay Mewes, we're all doing shows at
Vegas.
Plug it
some other time. You don't want Pasquale there.
Absolutely, I do. That's what we want. People want to travel. I want some people on the road.
Okay.
And Pasquale, we just lost him. His girlfriend apparently hates Kevin Smith, which causes a little bit of drama. It is. Now, I'm gonna say that we need to drop Stephanie, who's obsessed with Maynard from Tool, because that's another one who's just got thousands of hardcore fans. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yeah, I would.
And also Angie with Morrissey. I mean, there must be thousands of Morrissey hardcore like
I think
cry
they're
when
only
you see
Morrissey
fans.
Hardcore fans. It seems either like you don't care about Morrissey or he is the greatest artist ever.
It seems like that's true of Maynard, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
All superstar love or don't care at all.
Right.
All right.
Right. Let's try Yvette. Let's go to line 1.
That's
and find
who
out
I want to talk to.
Who Yvette's crazy celebrity crush is.
Hi there.
Hi, Yvette. Who do you love more than anyone else in the whole wide world?
I am superly in love with Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin?
No. Well, Ricky Martin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ricky Martin. He's best.
What year did you make this phone call from? Are you calling us from 1999?
That's when I fell in love with him, but no, that's not where I'm calling from.
Okay. Then we all got over it
pretty
quickly.
He's still the best.
Now, does he still put out? Are you running right now? A hand check? What's happening?
She bangs. I am extremely nervous.
Does she bang?
She bangs. That's what she's doing.
don't be nervous. We're not going to mock. We're just trying to understand.
We are going to mock.
No,
first of all, Bean's lying. Yeah, we're going to mock.
Speak for yourself, Bean.
I'm not mocking.
You're not.
I'm just trying to understand why, when the rest of us were impressed with Ricky Martin when he came out and had those TV appearances, and we said, wow, this Menudo kid has really grown into a very talented artist.
What was it, the Grammys? Which show was it that he just set the world on
American
fire?
Music? Music Awards or the Grammys, it was one of them. Yeah.
One of those just exploded.
And then he sold. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Right. And he did that La Vida Loca song. He did that World Cup song. And everybody's like, super talented guy, sold a lot of records. But then most of us, we kind of cooled off and we moved on to other things. But you just stuck with Ricky Martin all this way, right?
Yes, I did.
Now, is he giving you new music now that you continue to love?
Yes, he actually just took out a new album called Mas.
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 Yes.
Okay.
Was it about penis?
And that was Mas.
That is a general answer when it comes to penis.
Is his music in Espanol? Maybe that's why we don't know.
It's a mixture of both.
It's a mixture. Okay.
All now, right. Did it change your love at all for him when he came out as a gay man?
No. Actually made me love him more because now he's more truthful for himself.
Wow. Plus, you got it bad.
Yes, I do.
Plus, you knew it going in, as everyone else did, before the big announcement.
Yes.
Do you do you go to travel great distances to see him or collect memorabilia from him or anything like that?
Well, there's two crazy things I do. One of them is his birthday is in December, so I dedicate December to him. It's called the Ricky Martin Month, and I have all my friends answer trivia questions with them.
Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Instead of Jesus in December, you go with Ricky Martin?
Yes, I do.
It's Ricky Martin
month. It's Ricky Martin month?
Ricky Martin
and
month.
Your friends have to participate?
Yes, they have no choice.
Oh, my God.
How they must hate you in December.
Wow. Yes, they hate me.
It's like November. They're going, I'm getting so bummed. December's on the way.
You have ruined the holidays for everyone in your life, Yvette.
No, I didn't. They love it. I know they love it. They just don't want to
they love it. No, they just they way love it.
Merry Ricky-mas.
They love it.
And then recently I went to see him on tour. Mm-hmm. And 1 week, I went to Vegas, San Jose, San Diego, and I did two LA shows.
Wow.
Four shows in a week.
Now, does he change him up, or does
no,
he just
does not.
She bangs.
She doesn't change him up at all. But they're still great.
A lot of bands will change the set list at least a little.
Yeah, no. Nope. It was all the same. I loved it all. I memorized everything, and it was great.
Okay.
All right.
You're magic.
Thank you.
You are magic. Say hi to Rudy Cisneros for us. Thanks for calling. Larry King joins us after the top of the hour right here on the Kevin
terrific.
King Show.
But he's terrific.
This is actually not even you, Ralph. You could actually be in on the interview if you want. You don't have to be Larry King in the other room. We're actually going to talk to the real Larry King.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say.
It's coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, so time for the Showbiz Beat. What's happening?
How about some tickets to the very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Bad Teacher? Happens on the lot over there at Sony Columbia Pictures Thursday, June the 23rd. If you'd like to see the new movie starring Cameron Diaz, Jason Segel, Justin Timberlake, JT.
Even JT?
JT's in it. Playing a nerdy teacher. They put glasses on him. That's how you know he's not attractive anymore.
Sure.
Yeah. It's in theaters everywhere Friday, June the 24th, but you'll get to see it before anybody else if you win tickets to our advanced screening. First five callers right now at 1-800-520-1067 get a pair of passes to see Bad Teacher. I want to say just for the car wash sequence where Cameron Diaz is soaping herself up.
Well, yeah, she does. When it comes to sexy, she scares me off a bit.
Really?
It doesn't always work.
I think that's her best thing.
It may be.
That's what she does the best.
But I'm saying in this movie, it looks like it works well.
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks like it's nicely done.
Remember even in the Charlie's Angels movies where she would dance in her underwear? She would wear like little girl panties and she would dance around.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good stuff.
All right.
She's got a good body from the waist down.
Wow.
She's deficient in the boob department for Bean, I believe.
And face, more importantly.
She's
not a pretty
cute.
Face.
What?
They can make her up a tremendous amount and make her look decent.
I think she's really cute.
I do too.
You seen pictures of her without makeup lately? Oh my God. She's a disaster. She's a disaster.
I don't really have a team of scientists looking for pictures without makeup.
Well, I do.
I'm too busy following that light bulb in that fire hat to see if it's burning out to really be obsessed with anything
else.
The
light bulb's been burning since 1901. That was important.
I am very, very busy keeping up with that story.
He brought that up during the last song.
Yeah. Here's a story that disturbs me greatly. Joss Stone, who I love, love, yeah. love Joss Stone.
Way hot. Good
deal. I have a weakness for British women. And then when you combine the fact that she's stunningly beautiful and super talented.
But mm-hmm. she performs barefoot, and that kind of sets me off a little.
No, I think that's sexy as hell.
Mmm.
Before bare feet on a smoking hot chick?
Yes, before the show.
Run around on stage?
After the show, not so sexy.
Oh, if there only was something that you could use to wash your feet that would get the dirt of the stage off of it.
You know what's been on most of those stages?
Soap and water, that's all I'm saying.
She's hot, let's agree on that.
I'll take her into the shower, I'll fix those feet right up, don't worry about a thing.
All right, she's hot, we agree.
Scary situation this week. Two cops are called in her neighborhood there in the UK by local residents who noticed something suspicious about the vehicle and the two men inside. Okay. So the police show up. They stop the men, ages 30 and 33. And inside their car, they find detailed maps and photos of Joss Stone's property.
Oh.
In addition, they find swords, rope, and a body bag.
Oh, my God.
Turns out their plan was to rob and murder Joss Stone in her property and take off with all her belongings.
Oh, my God. Why?
Police are still investigating, say, Scotland Yard, and they are...
I don't understand both. If you want to rob, you can rob. If you want to kill, you're crazy, but you could kill. Why do you do both? I don't even understand that.
I think you show up there, and if she's there, you kill her because you don't need any witnesses, and then you take your at your leisure, you can sort of empty her rural estate. This isn't like an apartment building with neighbors next door. I mean, this is a property that's set back a far way, and you can just kind of do whatever you want, I guess.
Scary.
Well, they must not be our listeners, because for years we've said, don't murder hot chicks.
Yeah,
right?
That's rule number one, I think. Don't kill the hot, we always say.
Right, obviously.
That is our slogan.
There are ugly people out there that are even richer than Joss Stone. Go for them.
Yeah. And there are poor assholes who deserve to die.
Absolutely.
There's a long list of people who deserve death before you get to Joss Stone, is all I'm saying.
You want all the killers to check with us on where they land on the list?
I got some suggestions, that's all I'm saying. I'm not condoning violence against anyone.
Right.
But if you're going to do it anyway, mm-hmm. let me at least point you in a direction that makes you a useful part of society.
And that's away from Joss Stone.
Chelsea Handler. I'm just saying there are people.
There's a way to make it a win-win.
Cough, that's all.
Yeah.
You know who Joss Stone needs by your side? Sean Bean. There's a man. There's a man's man, Sean Bean.
Who's Sean mm-hmm. Bean?
He is a popular actor from the UK. You probably know him from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Played.
You'd recognize him if you saw him,
Kevin. He played the guy with the sword. remember the guy
that
with the sword?
That narrows it right down.
He was the good guy. He was one of the handsome good guys.
Oh, yeah, I remember
He's
him.
He's kind of ugly handsome in a way.
All right.
He was in a James Bond movie. He played a Bond villain. He's currently in Game of Thrones, a very popular series on HBO.
Yeah, I remember him.
Apparently, he was in London having a drink. He is 52 years old, having a drink with his 22-year-old Playboy model girlfriend.
There
okay.
He is.
They were tossing him back pretty good. He stepped outside to have a smoke, and some jackholes started, saying things about his girlfriend, who is pretty popular in the UK. She's appeared topless in a number of men's magazines, including Playboy. And they were saying some crap, and he challenged them. And apparently, eventually in the evening, there was a fight outside between... Sean Bean and another of these gentlemen.
It took all day for them to decide.
Well, no, they had words, and then he went back inside the bar and had a couple of drinks, and they went outside for another cigarette. Apparently, they were still out there. So, I didn't want to go through the whole process.
Took a while.
Yeah, but events ensued, and then by the end of it, there was a fight. He was stabbed in the arm by a broken glass.
Wow.
Punched in the face. He fought back, apparently took care of this guy. Police were called. He was severely cut in the arm, and they asked him if he wanted to go to the hospital. He said, no, I just want another drink. And he sat down at the bar, ordered another drink, and the barmaids fixed up his arm with a first aid kit while he continued to drink after he kicked some ass, protecting his girlfriend.
Wow, he's a real man.
He's a man's man.
That's something.
He's like a knight in shining armor. He's like chivalrous, and then he goes out and slays the dragon and comes back and orders another flagon of mead for me and my friend.
And attached my arm again.
That's right. Sew my arm back on while you're at it.
Just a flesh wound.
He's a good man. Good man, that's Sean Bean. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jim Belushi is 57 years old today. Helen Hunt celebrates her 48th birthday. Courtney Cox is 47. Ken Jeong.
Hey!
From Community and from the Hangover movies, 42 years old, as is rapper actor Ice Cube. Leah Remini is 41. Jake Busey, son of Gary, is 40. Neil Patrick Harris celebrates his 38th birthday. And the lovely Anna Torv from Fringe celebrates her 33rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Larry King, one of the giants of broadcasting.
San Angelo, Texas.
Hello.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello.
Abbotsford, British Columbia.
Hello.
Philadelphia.
Hello.
Who do you think?
Who do you think?
How do I know?
Jacksonville, Illinois.
Hello.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Hello.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Hello.
What are you going to do for 69?
I'm lost. What do you mean?
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
What?
Boston. Hello.
Dallas, Texas.
Hello.
Yeah. Larry.
Brazil, Indiana.
Hello.
Vail, Colorado.
Hello.
And when Usher walked down and touched that casket, what can you say?
Yeah.
Well said.
We're back and we go to St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hello.
Staten Island, New York.
Hello.
Los Angeles.
Hello.
Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
Hello.
The only secret in this business is there's no secret.
Mumford, Tennessee.
Hello.
Poker face. Poker face.
When Larry King died, they didn't just cancel the show. They got Pierce Morgan to come in and do his show. And that way, Larry lives on.
Well, I think once again, Michael Scott is mistaken. Larry King is alive and well, has a new book out called Truth Be Told. We're so excited to welcome Larry back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Los Angeles, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's good to be back with you guys. And with all that promotion leading in, I thought my time was up already.
No, it shows that we've been collecting tape on you, Larry, for a long time, and it was very sad for us.
I'm humbled that I feel appreciated. I still think that the Bean should host this show.
That's true.
I think Kevin has worn his welcome out.
I think everyone agrees with you, Larry.
Yes, I feel
very sorry about that you got to face each other each morning.
You don't know the half of it.
Emanates in that studio. It's okay.
You're very perceptive.
Cause of trouble.
You're no cause. There's trouble before you. There'll be trouble after.
Now, Larry, I know I can already tell we're going to run out of time because we rarely get to talk to you. We always have so many questions.
All right, go ahead.
But you are still doing some work in some capacity for CNN. You still have specials planned throughout the year, right? You got a Harry Potter show coming up, I understand?
Let me get you up to date. We finished a wonderful show on Alzheimer's disease, and they're going to have that repeated, I think, in a couple of weeks. And then on July 10th, we are doing an exclusive special on the making of the last Harry Potter movie. We'll feature the three stars and also behind the scenes, how they shot, what things they were doing. We're putting that all together as we speak.
All right. Okay.
And
now,
then there will be a third special in September, which I can't. And now, I tell you what, I'll give it to you exclusively when it's official, but it's going to be wild.
Okay.
And then there'll be a special around Christmas time. That's one of the things I'm doing.
Gotcha.
I'm also doing comedy all over the country. I've been in Atlantic City, Boston, Indianapolis, Vegas, Phoenix. I'm going to New York, Tampa, St.
Yeah.
Pete, Miami.
We understand. You're getting great reviews for this. It's a one man show. It's you telling great stories from your past that happen to be humorous, right? It's not you up telling jokes with a rim shot,
but
right?
It's done very theatrical. See, I used to, when I spoke at conventions, sales meetings, I've been doing that for years. I always would tell these stories. My nephew is Scott Zeiger. He runs a company called Base Entertainment, and they produce a lot of Broadway shows, also a lot of shows in Vegas. So he saw me work, and he said, you know, you're going to have some time on your hands. Why don't you do some comedy? Do it as an act. Do it as a show, like a Broadway show. We'll have backdrops. We'll have videos. I said, fine. And they started booking, and I got booked in Australia. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
So I have a lot of fun, except it's a really put-together show. It's a Broadway show. It's 90 minutes of stand-up stories with videos. It's a really, you'll have a great time. If you're anywhere that's near you, it's a great show.
Can you guys imagine how many nieces, nephews, and in-laws Larry King must have with all the times he's been married? I mean, just imagine what his Christmas card list must be like. It's crazy.
Did you just switch to the marriages?
He did. No, I just brought up, you mentioned a nephew or something, and I was just thinking how many relatives you must have
my
to keep track of.
My brother's son. What do I need
on home?
Oh, my brother's son. What does that have to do with my marriage?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Why would you bring that up?
Because all of the wives that you've had also may have kids that are your nieces and nephews. I'm just saying it's a huge family circle. That's all, Larry. I'm not busted on you. I'm just saying there's a lot of people coming in and out of your life.
Let me answer you. I have some nephews. Uh-huh. I have some nieces.
I know you
I
do.
Have some grandchildren.
Too many. Right.
There's a kid in Honolulu. I'm not too sure.
Right. All right. Let me go back to the question I wanted to ask you, Mr. King. And this is the voice of the great Larry King, Radio Hall of Famer on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. The reason I asked if you're still working for CNN is because I'm wondering what your opinion is of how the network is doing versus, say, Fox News seems to wipe them up. And I'm wondering why you think that is or what's going on in the world today where that's possible.
That's puzzled me for a long time as to what's happened in cable television. First, the realization is we're dealing with a very small piece of the pie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For example, Fox, let's say, has, example, Fox has 2 million viewers.
Okay.
MSNBC has 1 million too. CNN has 1 million. All right, let's total that up. That's 4 million. There's 330 million people on the planet.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So we're a whisper. You know the number one show on cable is SpongeBob.
Well.
Now, I got news for you. This is what I tell you. I have to face this. SpongeBob is better known in America than me.
Yeah.
I'm better known overseas. Okay. So we're cutting up this small part. And what Fox News brilliantly does is become the Republican Party.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, they take, we know we got a niche anyway. Let's get our own niche. So let's be the Tea Party. Let's be
Sarah Palin.
Like, well, as if Rush Limbaugh were slim. You know, let's do it as if that's what we are. And MSNBC says, well, they do that. There's got to be some segments of the liberal. Now, CNN is trying to be balanced. And one of the, and they get their audience. They get when a tragedy happens or a big story happens, Japan, or they kill Osama bin Laden, whack, CNN goes way up.
Sure, right.
The trouble is, after that happens, when there's regular, like today, nothing's really going on big, right?
Right.
Down they go.
Right.
Because
I understand.
They there's no niche they appeal to except the niche of people who, you know, it's like PBS.
Right.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money.
That's a good answer. And, of course, you were at CNN from the very beginning, I imagine. You were in on the discussions with Mr. Turner about how that network was going to go. Is the surprise to you that the cable news giant became as big as it was?
I joined them on their fifth anniversary. So anytime I celebrate an anniversary, they started June 1st, 1980. I started June 1st, 1985. So we were always 5 years behind. But I knew Ted a long time. And he called me. I frankly knew very little about CNN. After 5 years, I did not. I lived in Washington. I didn't get it in my house. I was doing local television in Washington and my national radio show. I took a flyer with Ted. They signed a 3-year contract, of which I could get out after a year. But then we really grew. And I think the thing that made CNN, well, I think I had a lot to do with it. I mean, I'd be stupid not to take some credit.
You take all
the credit. First war, when we went into
World War I,
and no, you know,
that was a
Bean,
joke.
You're getting on my nerves.
Yeah, Bean, you're getting on his nerves.
Gulf War. That was Kevin.
Bean,
that
you're
time.
Getting
that was
on his
Kevin.
Nerves.
It was the Gulf War. You're right. That's when we actually saw live combat footage on our televisions, really for the first time in America. That was a big deal.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
CNN was there, and we also had more bureaus everywhere.
Right.
So we were able to do things others couldn't do. Now, that doesn't mean much anymore. It don't mean anything in this day and age of spit it out news, hurry it up, get it in, get it on, get it on. For example, the biggest story in the world today is that kid that got killed with the mother charged with the murder.
Right.
All right? That is bigger. For example, I'll give you an example. CNN put on a political debate the other night.
Right.
I think their sister station, HLN, did that Casey story.
Casey Anthony, right.
I think they beat him 3-1.
Yeah, no, you're right.
All right. So that's still, tabloid is still, that's the big story. Mother supposedly kills child. Then another thing. Then all these channels find her guilty already.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is like, it's bizarre. A lot of it started with O.J.
Yeah.
O.J., they're now crediting O.J.'s trial with knocking off daytime soaps.
Yeah.
Soaps are disappearing. The world is changing. It's ever changing. To make it predictable, it's impossible. One thing I can predict is, for example, morning radio will always be a giant. The reason is people are in cars going to work.
right. Yeah.
Not with Kevin working in it, I'll tell you that.
Not with that annoying Kevin guy dragging us down. This is the voice of Larry King on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're almost out of time. The book is in stores now, called Truth Be Told. Larry, you've already said...
You're going to love this book, guys. You're in broadcast. You're going to love this book. A lot of laughs.
It looks tremendous. And you've intersected with every star of the 20th century, it seems like. I mean, it's an unbelievable read.
The only one I missed was Springsteen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's there's still crazy time. Larry, I don't understand. You love radio so much. It's your first love, and that's where I first encountered you and fell in love with you. I was one of those kids growing up listening to you in the overnight with the old Mutual radio show. Why don't you get back into radio now and do some sort of a syndicated show? You can still interview all these people and still do it like once a week or something.
I will. Sirius Radio has called me. I think I might talk to them. I'm also talking to some pretty good local distributors here. I got to weigh my balance. You know, I'm on the edge here because I'm weighing some offers. I'm thinking about being back to Miss Radio, but I couldn't do 4 hours anymore. Uh-huh. I can't.
Let me ask.
If I had my brothers, I'd do an hour a day, just Larry King interviews people or talks to people. You know, I would love that if that's possible today. I would do that.
I hear you. I want to ask you one more question, Larry. We are running out of time, but it seemed to us like when you were talking to politicians and when you had major news stories on that you were fully engaged, it also seemed like they would throw some disposable pop stars your way or whatever, and you really didn't have much time for them.
Truth be told.
Is that accurate?
I discuss it a little in the book. I never threw a show away. When the red light went on, I did my best.
Right.
But if I'm talking one night to Barack Obama and the next night to the Kardashians,
Right. Come on.
Okay. I'm doing my best.
I'm with you on that.
Understood. The book is out now. It is fascinating. It is called Truth Be Told, and you can follow Larry on Twitter as well at King's Things. That's his address. Larry, we love having you on the show. It doesn't happen often enough. Let's do it again soon, my friend.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. One more look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, you are on the air with the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. Our voicemail, we've got it set up 24-7, 323-520-AFRO. You call us and leave messages that sound like this.
Oh, I love Plum King.
All right. This is mocking Dave, the King of Mexico, and I have to explain that's planking.
Uh-huh.
But Dave doesn't speak English like you and I speak English. Dave speaks English like it's a second language, although he doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah, it's the most curious thing. For whatever reason, he can't pronounce vowels the way the rest of us do.
And then planking came along, which is just basically taking a picture face down, and he became obsessed with it to the point where we all wanted to beat him. All right, so that's what this is about.
Oh, I love planking. You know what I'm going to do this weekend? I'm going to go to the movie theater, and I'm going to put down the armrest, and I'm going to plunk right there in the middle of Supper 8. It's going to be so rad. You know why Omar doesn't like plunking? Because he's a lip.
Well done, sir.
And you know what's funny about Dave is every time we point out, he can say all vowels correctly.
Yeah.
He just interchanges them. So if it's supposed to be ah, he says eh. And if it's supposed to be Haley, he'll say Helly.
It's so weird.
We point out Helly, and he tries to fight us all.
He gets really mad.
Strange. He doesn't hear it.
No. No, he doesn't hear it, and he's very upset that we pointed out. This guy, I believe, is a fan of ours.
Yeah, I knew Mike was gay, but I didn't know Kevin and Bean were until I heard this.
We take plenty on the chin, don't we, Bean?
How do you explain that?
Well done again.
First of all, we can't explain that. Second of all, people are using clips, our own clips, against us.
Yeah.
Well, we do give them the belt to beat us with, Kevin, every day.
Bean had never heard of cleaning your ears with Q-tips. He'd never heard of it. And then he wanted to try and change the topic, like I talked to a doctor and he says it's a bad idea. No, you never heard that anyone did it. And that's what this call's about.
Did I just hear you say, we want to take your calls for those of you who've never used or can't fathom using a Q-tip? F you guys.
By the way, in that guy's defense, we did that.
We did.
And looking back on it, F us.
Well, you just couldn't believe I was the only person who had never experienced the Q-tip in the ear.
That had never heard of it.
Right.
No.
God damn it, Bean. F you. F you. I hope you die by a million Q-tips. F you, Bean. Die by Q-tips.
Now, that may be coming on a little strong. Maybe a little.
You know, Bean may not have ever cleaned his ears with a Q-tip, but I bet you anything he's definitely cleaned his clitoris with one.
Oh, wow. Oh, see what you did there?
How dare he? We've played a lot of games on this show. None, I believe, as successful as clucking the hits.
Yeah, that happened on our show. You could win tickets if you could identify the song that Clucky was singing.
I'm voting for that again, by the way. And the eHarmony check. Do you have a clip of that, Bean?
I do. This is Debbie. I think it's got to be fake because who would put this as their eHarmony video? But she is looking for a young man on the dating site, and she really loves cats and wants you to know that.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about cats again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have them and how cute they are and their ears and the whiskers and the nose.
She just goes on and on about how great cats are.
My name is Matt. It's my first time trying dating on eHarmony. I love pot. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional here. I love pot. I just love pot. There's so much wonderful pot in the world, and strains of indica and sativa. I wish I could smoke it all.
Well,
we gotta
done.
Get those two yeah. together. We have to. They have to meet.
Well done. 323-520-AFRO 24.
Rise Against, playing LA Rising at the end of July. Go to KROQ.com for all the details. It is 9:43. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Ralph Garman joins us for a final look at the show biz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Where's the other guy?
I think Larry King. Today. Larry King broke his heart, so he quit and walked out.
No, here he comes now.
he's back.
Sitting down. No, he's standing up. He doesn't know what he's doing.
It's weird that today's show is ending the exact same way it began.
Yeah, well, the foosball games are not going to play themselves.
Oh, well, you just try to do your job. Just try.
I tried.
That's all we ask. But have
I'm a little upset with this Crystal Harris, this fiance. In quotes of Hugh Hefner.
What are you upset about?
Well, things are getting uglier and uglier. First of all, she breaks his heart and dumps him days before the planned wedding up at the mansion.
Those of you that listen only occasionally need to know that that is Ralph's father. He considers Hugh Hefner his dad.
I am a huge fan of Hefner and the empire he has created.
Yes. You don't do that to Hef.
Well, you don't do it to anyone, least of all Hef. They're going to have the party up at the mansion. That's where they're going to have the wedding. Money was invested. I mean, flowers were ordered. Caterers were booked. All that kind of stuff. Then she decides, I'm not ready to get married because I'm going to be a musician and I can't have a music career and be married at the same time. She claims, but she does dump him, leaves the mansion, moves out of where they're living together the same day that her single drops, Club Queen.
Ralph, don't 95% of musicians have relationships also and they're able to do both?
Yes, I don't see anything about a music career that would preclude you getting married.
No, that doesn't make sense. At all.
Especially with Hefner. Because here's a guy who really just wants to play backgammon and watch movies.
And sleep.
And sleep. And, you know, bone the occasional friend of yours. But you could go out and have a very full life and just come home at a certain hour and he'd be fine.
So what happened?
Well, this is what she claimed, that she couldn't be a music star and be married. By the way, you want to hear her single, Club Queen, her new single that dropped this
yes.
week? Yes. This is her music, and she said this song she did for all her fans.
Does she hate her fans?
She doesn't have any fans. Okay. What she's talking about. It's her first single. Here's a taste of Club Queen. Club Queen.
That's worse than anything I've ever heard.
Oh, you don't know. She can't produce that kind of quality work and still get married.
That's terrible.
But then we find out this week she released this video on Funny or Die where she said that she's 60 years older than her husband and that it was...
Husband's 6 years older than her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right, yeah. Right. And then mocking, really, his age, holding him up to public ridicule by the fact he's so old and they have nothing in common.
When did that get put out?
This week.
So she must have produced it.
They must have recorded it a couple weeks ago.
What?
That's usually the time frame on those. Now we're finding out from the New York Post. They've got a source that tells them she has orchestrated this whole thing as a publicity stunt for her music career. She never had any intention of marrying Hugh Hefner, and this was always her plan, was to publicly break up with him before the wedding in order to garner as much attention as possible.
Did she?
To Hefner, by the way.
Did she think people would feel bad for her and want her to succeed because of that? Because she's the bad guy in that.
She's much colder than we could have possibly thought. Here was the original plan. She was in negotiations with Lifetime Television Network to do a special about the wedding and film it.
Okay.
Her pitch to them, again, according to sources from the New York Post, was that she would say no and dump Hefner at the altar during the ceremony.
What?
Wow.
That's cold.
And then she would do a follow-up interview for the network after the fact. She made a deal, said she would do all that for the bargain price of $500,000. $500,000 was the price she was asking to enact that scheme.
So she was going to publicly embarrass and humiliate the guy who took her out of complete obscurity and gave her everything.
Yes. That was her original plan for the publicity stunt.
Wow.
Lifetime apparently would not accept the offer.
Good for them.
Now we also find out that for months she has been dating Jordan McGraw, son of Dr. Phil.
Oh, that's bad news.
Who is also a singer-songwriter in his own right. And has been dating for months and had never had any intention of following through on the wedding with Hugh Hefner.
Wow.
So this uglier and uglier bitch has really just screwed this dude over.
You have made bad choices.
Nice parenting, Dr. Phil, by the way, if this is the son that you raise.
Wow.
And you were just at the mansion on Friday. You should have given her a piece of your mind, Ralph. You'd have known all this was going
on. Had I known?
Yeah.
I would have held her head down in the grotto. I'm just saying. There would have been a lot more bubbles in the jacuzzi. Some of them would have been coming out of her lungs. And then next thing you know, the groundskeepers have a little extra something to clean out of the pool in the morning. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, don't make jokes like that.
You don't play Hef like this. Come on.
That is unacceptable.
Yeah,
unacceptable.
What are you saying? So that's a toss-up.
Hey, Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark finally opened last night, new U2 musical.
No, it didn't.
Hasn't it been playing for 2 years?
It has, but it officially opened last night. There were no survivors.
Is that right?
Yeah, sadly. Yeah, wow. That's sad news. Bono and the Edge were there, along with the original director, Julie Taymor, who, even though she was fired from the production... former President Bill Clinton was also in the audience. Lots of celebrities there. Steve Martin was there.
Wow.
Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford. I saw them in the publicity photos on the red carpet.
How's the show now? Is it improved?
No. The reviews have been blasting the show, saying, here's a report from New York Magazine. Sorry to report that the eight-legged, nine-lived mega musical, which finally opened tonight in its newly tamed, scared straight, and heavily Zolofted post-Tamor state, has deteriorated from mind-blowingly misbegotten Carnival the Damned to merely embarrassing dud.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, meanwhile, selling out almost every show, making $1 million a week, right?
Has been since they first opened, yeah. But so this thing may be critic-proof. I don't know.
Selling out the show could be ticket brokers, though, right?
That's true.
They do buy them up.
But if they do, the company still gets the money. It doesn't matter who buys your ticket.
I hear you, but that would mean...
Kevin's just saying that maybe the public demand isn't as great as we were led to believe just because it's selling out. And now that people have stopped crashing, people may be less interested to go. I'm serious.
Right. What, you mean everyone's going to be healthy?
It's NASCAR. You don't want to go if there's no chance of a car crashing, right? You want to have at least the potential that you might see something exciting. So, we'll wait and see. Congratulations to No Doubt drummer Adrian Young. His father again. He and his wife Nina gave birth to a baby girl on Friday. They've named her Magnolia Renee. Magnolia Renee Young. So we just wanted to give them a shout out because friends of the show and all that kind of good stuff.
Sure.
Still waiting on that album, by the way. That no doubt. Still waiting on that.
Do seem to be a lot of distractions.
Just saying. Put down the diapers. Pick up the drumsticks.
Did I talk to
Adrian Young?
Tony, I think it was, at last year's Christmas show.
Yeah.
I was very excited they were almost done.
They were really busy in the studio.
I was like, all right, good. Glad to hear it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jim Belushi. He's 57 years old today. Actress Helen Hunt turns 48. Courtney Cox is 47. What was that for Cox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rapper, actor.
Yeah.
Rapper, wow. Actor Ice Cube is 42. Leah Remini is 41. Jake Busey, son of Gary, is 40. Neil Patrick Harris is 38. Anna Torv of the Lovely and Talented from Fringe is 33. And all morning long, I've been saying actor Ken Jeong from the Hangover films and Community is 42 years old today. He just recently tweeted, "Thanks for all the love, everyone. Not my birthday today, however."
Oh.
So I put Dave the King of Mexico in a little project. I said, find out when his birthday is. Can't find it anywhere.
He's what? One of those, huh?
Secret birthday.
Is That's he an alien?
Something's going on. He doesn't want anyone to know what his birthday is.
Wow.
I'd like to see his birth certificate, too. And his medical license, for that matter. I don't think he's even really a doctor. He might be like Dr. Drew, just a doctor in name only.
Dr.
Drew
is a doctor. Card. He might not even be an actor, Ralph. How do we know?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. Hopefully, it will go a little bit more smoothly than today.
That is known as a toss-up.
We're going to talk to Adam McKay about his public domain protest song, which is very funny. He, of course, Will Ferrell's partner for a long time and very funny in his own right.
Then Will married that woman, and it just shocked everybody. Hello? Come on, that wasn't that bad.
Hold on, let me think
because
of that.
Kevin said that he was his partner?
He was his partner, so that I...
But I've been like Funny or Die in the movies and stuff they've been making. Everybody knows that, I think is what he was saying.
I don't know, so that's a toss-up.
Oh, don't start playing clips of me. It was all you.
Plus, we're going to talk to a super attractive Stacia Randall, who apparently has the world record for the number of piercings at one time.
Oh.
So, is that a record you want?
No.
Is that someone that's going to be attractive ever?
Model 1000 is a toss-up.
I'm with you on